Indian American to win the National Spelling Bee. She's taking home more than $40,000 in cash and prizes. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit windriverspa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Please join me for the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon on KCNR 1460.
On the air, online, from New York City, border to border and coast to coast, you're connected with Tom Sullivan.
Well, yes, here we are. Hi, how are you? Gathered around on this Friday, the second day of June, year of our Lord, 2017. My name is Tom Sullivan, and we got a lot to cover today. It's actually for a June Friday. I mean, I know it's not technically summer yet, but it feels like it's summer. But not, you know, the news barrel usually gets kind of low around this time, but not today. So we've got a number of things. Kathy Griffin, the comedian, she's out with, so we'll talk about her as we go through the program today. And what else do we have on the list? We've got liberal movies. We've got people that are talking about new scanners, iris scanners, fingerprint scanners at the airport. So we'll get into all that. But I want to start today with today is the first Friday of the month. And with that, we get the jobs report. And 2 days ago, we got the private payroll estimate done by Reuters. And they said, oh, man alive, May is going to be a great number. Oh, boy, it's going to be great. It's going to be really strong. It's going to be 253,000. This, look, a lot of you thought that I was just being anti-Obama. Because when the jobs report would come out, I go, oh, man, this thing stinks. Well, here I am, President Trump, and I'm looking at this jobs report, and I'm going, oh, man, this thing stinks. And I'm surprised because it came in only 138,000. That is way below what was expected. It is a huge miss. And the other thing is they have revised the last couple of months before that. And we've got everything's lower as wages are also disappointing. So I'm sorry. I know that there's some of you out there that go, oh, this is great. President Trump's in. It's been 6 months since the election and everything. I mean, he talks about it. He goes, oh, we're getting all these jobs and we're getting all this manufacturing and all these things are happening. But I'm looking at the numbers and I'm going, I don't think so. I mean, people are telling you a little bit of a song, I think, Mr. President, because these things are not kicking in yet. The question is, will they? Will all this be the seeds that the president is laying with the changes in policy, changes in regulation, will those seeds blossom? Because from where I sit, they haven't blossomed yet. And if the economy is doing so great and all these jobs are coming along, then I have to ask you, where's your pay raise? I presume some of you have received pay raises, but a lot of you, most of you, when you look at the statistics of income across the country, no, it hasn't. So the pay raises are not there. I guess the question of the day, do you think they're coming? I mean, hope and change. That's how Barack Obama got elected. Hope and change. A lot of hope. And there was no even little change. It was terrible. So I'm looking at the jobs numbers, and I'm going, it looks very much the same. Where do you want to start? So the question really is, do you think that the seeds that are being planted by President Trump are they going to grow? And how long does it take for all these jobs to come along? Let me go through again a little bit of the numbers. Like I said, we only got 138,000, well below the 182,000 that was expected. The two prior months were revised down by a net 66,000. So we're not doing all that well. Household survey says 233,000 jobs were lost. Most of those, a good majority of those, was in the key 25 to 54-year-old area. And another 70,000 of those was in the 20 to 24-year age area, while the 55-plus job growth was up again. We're going back to what we saw before. The older people are getting the job growth. The younger people, millennials, are still losing jobs. 429,000 people left the labor force last month. And that's why we have an unemployment rate that went down to 4.3%. You can say, that's terrific, Tom, 4.3%, but it's the wrong reason. It got there because of the numerator and denominator. We have fewer and fewer people in the workforce again. The broader measure of the unemployment rate came down a little to 8.4%. So I'm looking at all this and I'm thinking, well, where are the jobs? Well, let's go through some of this. Of the this is the month of May, the U.S. lost 367,000 full-time jobs. There was a gain of 133,000 part-time jobs. Now, the number of people that are working part-time jobs because that's all they can get has started to shrink, but that's still, this is a huge upside-down month. Part-time jobs went up by 133,000. Full-time jobs went down by 367,000. The waiter and bartender recovery continues to hum along. 30,000 workers added in food service and drinking places. Manufacturing, this is where we keep hearing, the such and such company has said they're going to bring all these manufacturing jobs. They're going to build manufacturing. They're going to be shipping jobs back to the U.S. Manufacturing jobs did not go up. They went down again, this time by 1,000 jobs. So, I don't want to go bore you with all of the itty-bitty detail, but I'm telling you, I think this thing stinks. Wage growth, stuck. It's still running along, just a fraction, 0.2%. Works out to 2.5% annualized. Whip-de-doo, 2.5% increase in your wages over a year. Average work week, unchanged at 34.4 hours. So I look at this, and I see, as economist from Allianz says, this report is clearly soft in every material aspect, relative to expectations and relative to last month and the month before. It's a disappointment. So I don't know when this economy is going to start growing. I know that consumer optimism is up. I know the stock market is up. In fact, we're at once again, it hit a record again yesterday, and it's hitting another record again today. So it feels like we're back to 2011, 2012. there's really no recovery in sight here. We're not getting the job growth that we need. And if you're not getting the job growth out there, then I wonder how many of you feel confident to go out and buy big ticket items, buy a car. Well, a lot of you haven't. Auto sales were down in April. I believe May, I saw one report from what automaker down again in May. Are you buying homes? Are you buying big ticket items if you're not sure about the job market? I don't know if you're nervous about it. I don't know if you're feeling like it's a good time to save some money. So, what's your sense of this? Do you believe that the seeds that the president has planted are stuck in the mud, or are they going to start growing? And why, if the economy is supposedly doing so great, why is manufacturing still going backwards? Why did they revise March down? Why did they revise April down? Now we got a lousy May. And full-time jobs dropping while part-time jobs adding. I just look at all the different angles to this thing, and I'm trying to find something nice to say, but I can't do it. People not in the labor force. Labor force participation. The number of people who have dropped out of the labor force went up just in the month of May by 608,000. That is a lot more than baby boomers retiring. Yeah, 608,000 people. Number of people not in the labor force now is 94.9 million. We haven't seen this. Well, I don't even know. I don't have the number where I can match it up to. Labor force participation. You have to go back, I believe it looks like, from the chart I'm looking at, back to the 1970s. What's your take on this economy? Is it going to grow? And what about that pay raise? Are you getting a pay raise out there? Phone number here is 866-859-2788. 866-859-2788. The comment line is open at 877-887-7518. Those numbers, my email address, all the links to the show, you can find on my website, which is TomSullivan.com.
Stop yelling at the radio and get on the phone now. Call Tom at 866-859-2788. You're with Tom Sullivan.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-759-0158 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-759-0158. Again, that's 800-759-0158.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-359-7341. That's 1-800-359-7341. Again, 1-800-359-7341.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with this Fox News and Commentary next.
Friends, are you taking Viagra for ED? Well, you could be paying too much. Now you can take Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, for just $2 per tablet. $2 for a 20-milligram tablet, saving $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering Sildenafil to your doorstep. Go to MarleyGenerics.com. That's M-A-R-L-E-Y, MarleyGenerics.com. Or call 1-800-452-1760. That's 1-800-452-1760.
A New York City school district is facing backlash after they invited an adult male drag queen to perform an erotic dance during a grade school talent show. Parents were told after the program that the drag queen was there for LGBT awareness. But moms and dads are furious. They say the performance was completely inappropriate, especially since a group of five-year-olds was in the auditorium. I posted video of the dance on ToddStarnes.com. Trust me, folks, it's jaw-dropping. I mean, what in the name of RuPaul is wrong with the New York City Board of Education? Bad enough to indoctrinate our kids during a talent show, but to use a grown man in a G-string? Well, that's just beyond comprehension. Whatever happened to an old-fashioned barbershop quartet or a magic trick? And that's this week at the Fox News Corner of the World. Have a great Friday, everybody, and be sure to go to church this weekend. I'm Todd Starnes.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
All right, so the jobs report for May wasn't good. Wasn't terrible, but it wasn't good. I cannot put that in the good column at all. But I don't know when we're going to get this thing going. Are we in some sort of generational, stuck in the mud? Or how are we going to get this thing going? How do you get, where do you get the jobs growing again at a rate better than 130-some thousand, 138,000 last month? All right, phone number is 866-859-2788. Let's talk to Kevin in Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. Hello, Kevin.
Yes, sir. Nice to talk with you, Tom.
Likewise.
Hey, Tom, I think it's mobilization. It takes a while. Let's say we have a factory that's not operating, and back in November, we decided we're going to reopen that factory again because of what our president has said.
Right.
Well, what happens is they have to retool that factory. They have to clean that factory. They have to come up with the standards of the day to reopen. That could take 6 months. So I'm really thinking all the push that we've heard is going to develop later on. And I think what we need to get to is at least 250,000 jobs a month.
Yep.
Honestly, that's a good target number because that's how many fall off of the numbers. I'm not sure how you would phrase that. But that's where we need to be, and we haven't had that in a whole lot of years.
But you think the seeds are under the ground, and they're going to start showing shoots here, green shoots.
Absolutely. They're going to start maturing soon.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right. It would help, Kevin, if your and my representatives would do something about getting – some tax bills through Congress and helping out a little bit. I mean, take a shovel and come on, help us out, Congress.
He's pulling a sled that just seems to get heavier and heavier. I'm talking to Trump.
Yep.
It's with nobody helping him push a little along or put a wheel on it. Nobody's giving him a chance to really get this rolling.
No, they're doing just the opposite. They're fighting him on everything they possibly can.
It's horrible.
All right, so you're still optimistic. You think the second half of this year?
I certainly hope so. Yeah. I think by the end of September we should really start to see some bigger movement in the numbers, and going into Christmas, I expect we're going to well exceed 250,000.
I hope you're right. All right,
Tom.
Kevin, thanks. I do appreciate your call very much. Mike. Where are we going? That was the Paris girl. Let me just get back some more phone calls. Mike in Orlando. Mike, welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Yeah, thank you. How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm very optimistic on where we're going, and let me tell you why real quick. As the owner of a medical device manufacturing company, I'm excited about the taxes that we hear are going to come down. But you nailed it in the call before. Congress and Senate has to get their feet out of the mud and make some things happen. Currently, all of the medical device manufacturing, they've moved offshores, and they did that because of a couple of reasons. The medical device tax that Obama put in place, which was temporarily repealed. And then we also have the incredible corporate rates that we faced.
Right.
So the jobs stay offshore.
Let me go back, because I want people to understand what you're saying. In the Obamacare law, they had to figure out how they were going to pay for all those subsidies, right? So one of the ways was medical devices were going to have an extra tax on them, and.
Right. Because it was our fault that people were getting sick, of course.
Right. So what it did was you're saying it chased a lot of employers who make medical devices like you to chase them overseas.
So everybody took off. I mean, it was a mass exodus.
Makes sense. I would too.
Well, that's your margin. That's your margin, Tom. When you even if you take away 2%, 1.8, 1.4, that's margin.
Yeah.
When you start to shave away margin, you have to make up that margin. I mean, you're in business to make money. Everybody wants to make money. Your shareholders, your board, everybody.
Well, I don't think that's not the proper view of the left. You greedy, no good. Hey, so tell me what I wanted to get an update. Since you're in the business, you said it was temporarily. The tax was taken away. I knew that they were talking about it. What's the status of the medical device tax?
It's still in flux. It's in flux, and right now it's on hold. That's another one of those things the left wants to keep pushing for because, of course, it's in the Obamacare bill. Now, that being repealed, once that's finished, then it's gone. But that's in the bill. That tax has to stay there until this is completely repealed.
Well,
as far as Obama.
But did the Republican version take it out? I know it hasn't passed yet, but
it's got to pass. It's good, but it will take it out. Yes, it's going to take that out because they know that that's going to drive the job growth and bringing those jobs back home.
I would think so. I would think you get rid of that tax. Everybody that ran overseas is going to come running back.
Right now, I'm telling you, Nicaragua and Costa Rica are loving that tax because that's where I know we're in the disposable medical devices, catheters and CVCs, central venous catheters.
Right, right.
In that market. And when you get into a market like that, your margins are fairly small anyway. So everybody just takes off to somewhere. And you got to understand, all of your manufacturing equipment is very mobile, Tom. You're not, when once you get everything set up, you're not married to any certain area.
I got it. I got to run, but Mike, thank you very much.
America's News Talk. Border to border. And coast to coast. Fox News Talk.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at WeThePeopleRadio.us. We the People, brought to you by Powerhouse Solar of Reading, Sundays at noon on KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
The Cascade Theater is launching a brand new season of shows June 1st, featuring Olivia Newton-John, Pink Martini, and performances from award-winning country, rock, and comedy stars. Members can start buying tickets June 1st. Everyone else, June 13th. Become a member of the Cascade Theater today for early access to the best seats, ticket exchange privileges, opportunities to meet the stars in person, and more. Get the rewards of a Cascade Theater membership. 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Mark, I can't wait for this month's second Tuesday dinner at Peter Chu's Sky Room. It's a great Chinese restaurant, and I am obsessed with their cashew chicken.
I know what you mean. I love the variety of options, so I always order something new. Peter Chu's offers many different options, including Mandarin, Szechuan, and Hunan cuisine. Please join us on Tuesday, June 13th from 5 to 9 p.m. at Peter Chu's on Airport Drive as they graciously donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane to help care for the animals and work toward placing them in forever homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Imagine winning a brand new Ranger bass fishing boat from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. The catch of a lifetime. Cast your line and reel in the winnings at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play hour, fish on, swipe to win for your chance to win a brand new Ranger boat. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn triple entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Win free slot play or prizes. Join us Thursdays at 8 p.m. 23 winners drawn for free slot play or fuel. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes. Imagine how much you and your family will enjoy reeling them in on the lakes and rivers in this fun-filled fishing boat. The more you play, the more chances you have to win. Final drawing is Thursday, June 29th. Grand prize, a brand new Ranger bass fishing boat. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino, the place to win. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Hello, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I wanted to say thank you to our amazing community for welcoming the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard to Reading Rodeo Week 2017. I especially want to thank these individuals for their support. Crown Motors, Holiday Harbor, Smoke and Joe's, Dill's Deli, Vince Stevenson, Stevenson Firearm and Ammo, Ted Leidy, Northern Firearm Instruction, Sergeant Casey Day, Anderson Police Department, Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR, and I especially want to thank Gordon and Debbie Bach. And until next year, as always, remember, everyone deployed, Semper Fi.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland. Join us Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find Fine Ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Small business is his business. Tom Sullivan.
Yep, that's us talking about the jobs report and waiting for all this good news to kick in. And so far, I'm looking and I'm going, where are the pay raises? Where is the manufacturing growth? Why are so many people still dropping out of the workforce? Companies, I think, are just cautious. They've got boatloads of cash. They are obviously waiting for something, and I think what they're waiting for is they want more than just talk. They want action. And so far, Congress has given them what? What kind of economic stimulus has Congress passed this year? That's right. That would be zero. None. Now, they're talking about it, and they had a hard enough time trying to figure out that they got the House and the Senate and the White House, and they've had a hard enough time trying to get an Obamacare bill through the House. We had Senator Mike Lee in here the other day, asked him about it. He said, no, we're rewriting that. So they're going to start from scratch. I don't think they understand. There are a lot of people out there that are still hurting. That's the people that voted for Donald Trump. And they're going to give him some patience. I don't know how long. Phone number is 866-859-2788. Let's talk to Pat in Stuart, Florida. Hello, Pat.
Hello, Tom. How are you?
Doing great.
Good, good. I just had a few comments about the jobs report and all that and some of the comments you just made. Number one, there aren't a lot of us small business people sitting here on boatloads of cash because Obama's been starving us for the last
Well, I, you're right. I'm a big business is sitting on boatloads of cash, yes. Yeah.
If they were in some market that could do that. But the rest of us have been starving. I mean, my retirement has been put off for another 5 or 6 years just because of the last eight. And I probably went into debt for a small business. I probably went into debt $500,000 just to
Yikes.
Keep feeding the families
Yikes.
That depend on me.
Wow.
So that's the way it is. And I have noticed that there is nobody out here that's willing to work now. There is plenty of work going on, and the prices, wages are rising. But everything that you see coming from a government study is at least a quarter behind. So none of this stuff is going to reflect the real world as it is. And the problem that is causing the wages to rise is there aren't anybody qualified. These kids that are 30 years old now that had just graduated or maybe a year out of high school 8 years ago, they could not find a job. And the Democrats are saying, well, here, have some student loans. Go back to school. Party for another 4 years or so. And, you know, you can pay it back later. And they got no concept. They're kids. They got no concept of
right.
what $100,000 worth of debt is.
Right.
I mean, I've got some kids that graduated with my kids. I had two sons when they graduated. And some of those kids now have $250,000 in
Yikes.
Student loan debt.
Yeah,
I mean it's like a mortgage on a house.
Yeah,
and a house.
It's worse. Yeah,
I can't find anybody that's qualified.
Well, I've heard that.
I've worked some people from 20 to 30 years old that don't know how to do anything. It's like, didn't these kids have a dad somewhere that showed them how to use a shovel or a hammer or a tape measure?
So you're not,
or at least
you're,
a little bit of critical thinking.
You're not talking about some very technical job. You're talking about.
Yeah, well, I move houses, so I don't need them to know anything because I move the house. I need them to dig that there, to crawl under this house, to do this
right.
and do that,
right.
and pick this up and tote it from here to there.
Right.
And they have a hard time doing that. And they have a hard time getting there on time during the day. They just have not been motivated to do anything. I don't know if they were raised without fathers or what the deal is, but nobody's put a foot in their behind to make them do anything. They're just absolutely worthless. I call them the lost generation.
Well, there's another excuse that I've read from a number of pundits. Let me try this on you. That there are a lot of employers out there that believe that there is a large number of people looking for jobs, and therefore they don't have to pay much, because if you've got a big supply of people looking, you don't have to pay much. But I'm not so sure that these people are dropping out. I don't think they are looking.
Well, the ones that have gone ahead through another 4 years of college that come out with a degree of some sort, they want to start out at CEO.
Of course.
They just aren't going to take. I've got a degree. What do I want to crawl under a house for? You know, I've had them before. They work for a few days and then they bump their head on something. And I got a degree in this and that and the other, and I'm under a house. Well, not for long, they're not. So that's
how much
the lost generation.
How much you paying? How much you paying, Pat? What if
I'm starting anybody at about $100 a day, which is going to be $12 an hour.
Wow.
And they don't have to know anything if they'll just show up on time.
You'll show them what to do.
I will show them what I do, but the ones I get, I got to retrain them after lunch. And I don't really believe any of the jobs numbers that you hear.
Yeah.
Because, I've been in business for 35 years, and nobody ever called me and say how many people you got working. How do they come up with these unemployment numbers?
Well, there's two ways of doing it. One is the household survey where they call people, but the other one is you have to file those employment reports that go in with your wages. So they know from that, because you've got Joe Jones and his Social Security.
Yeah, but
number.
Okay, if you lay somebody off and they're drawing unemployment, when their unemployment runs out, the government considers they're no longer unemployed.
Well, they're counted in this. I know there's. You're right. I mean, they do call and they have to make statistical guesses that go out. But yeah, they call and say, "Have you looked for? Are you working? No. Have you looked for work? No. Have you looked for work in the last 4 weeks? No." They count you at that point of being out of the labor force. And I'm thinking there's a lot of them. They used to count out to a year. Have you looked in the last year? They don't ask that question anymore.
Right. I've seen that because I remember, 20 years ago, I used to get these calls from people.
Yep.
Or they'd come up and ask me for a job if I didn't need anything. Can I put your name down? And, sure. And all that. Last 10 years, nobody's asked me anything like that.
Well, Pat, I wish you well. Go see Pat in Stuart, Florida, and move a house. Get a job. $100 a day. Pat, I appreciate the call very much. Let's get Fernandez in from Flint, Michigan. Hello, Fernandez.
Hey, Tom.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, bro. I'm doing pretty good, man. I was just listening to some of these guys, like the one for the pharmaceutical company. These people that talk about, we just move our businesses offshore, over here, off there, so we can avoid paying these taxes, these high taxes, and things of that sort.
Right.
You know, I'm a 15, and that's all for the name of making a profit. I'm a 15-year veteran. If I say, I'm going to go fight for this other country because they're going to pay me more, they would not be calling me a patriot. They'd be calling me some other kind of names and may even want to hang me. But the thing is, put me in jail for treason. These people that have these big major companies that are allowed to move their companies offshore so they won't have to pay taxes here in America should not be allowed to ship their products or anything else. They shouldn't even be called Americans. They should not even be able to live in America.
Well,
they should be living in a country where they have their businesses
Okay. Well, let me ask you a question.
Yes,
so
sir?
I've got two shirts here, two shirts that you like. These are good-looking shirts. They look the same. They same material, same fabric, same everything. One of them, I'm going to charge you $50 for the shirt, and the next one, I'm going to charge you $30 for the shirt. Which one are you going to buy?
The exact same shirt, the $30 one, obviously.
That's what they're doing. They're going where
that's not what
money goes. to the source of least resistance. It goes to the place where you don't have to. Why spend more for the same outcome? If you have to move to another country, like the caller said, you can move manufacturing equipment pretty easy. It's not that hard. And if you can get your product made for half of what it would be here in the United States, that's why people have run all over the world. But that's not for the labor. I mean, that's for the non-skilled labor. I know we need to keep those jobs here. But the future of our country is really the young people have to have some skills. They got to get some technical skills. I mean, one of the places you got it was in the military. In the military, there's a great job of teaching skills.
Yeah, absolutely. They did a good job. But the thing is, what I'm seeing is this. You know, I hear a lot of people talk about they're Americans and patriotic and all this other kind of stuff. But yet, in the same breath, they're taking their companies and moving over for profit of money. If you're going to take money over your country, then you should stay in another country.
It's the same profit reason. It's the same reason why you buy a product made in China. It's the same exact reason, because it's cheaper.
Well, I don't necessarily buy my products that are made in China. It's only products that are out there that are offering up in America when we can have our own factories, the same factories that are taking their companies and moving their companies overseas or to Mexico so they can pay them $1 an hour because over here they're going to have to pay 9 or 10. Plus, you know, you got all the OSHA laws they have to abide by here, the safety of American people. But they choose not to value the safety of American people, and they value their dollars. So they take their company and move it over there, and the people over here without jobs, and they're complaining about Mexican people or anyone else coming here that are not documented, and they're going to say, well, they're taking our jobs. They're not taking your jobs. You need to be present with those billionaires that don't even want to pay your health insurance. They say, oh, I'm going to lose money paying your health insurance.
As usual, we're going in circles here, Fernandez. People buy for the lowest price, and people that own businesses try to buy the cheapest way of getting their products manufactured to their level of quality. But it's always interesting to hear from you, Fernandez. Phone number is 866-859-2788. We'll short break. We'll be right back. My name is Tom Sullivan.
Tom Sullivan, a host who doesn't mind if you do the talking. Call now, 866-859-2788. And check him out online at TomSullivan.com.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-359-7341. That's 1-800-359-7341. Again, 1-800-359-7341.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
It's time to celebrate with Anderson Explodes, Pam Tillis and Amy Clausen on July 3rd at the Shasta District Fair. Brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, Redding Kia, Sierra Pacific Industries, KRCR, Chronic Disaster Services, and this radio station. Admission is free, so come on down. Gates open at 4 p.m. Music starts at 7:30. Fireworks at 10 p.m. Food and drinks are available, including the annual 4-H FFA barbecue. Parking is just $4. See you July 3rd at Anderson Explodes.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott.
Join us weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Diane Del Papa sends me a tweet. You can follow me on Twitter, the address at Sullivan Radio. And she says, please point out to Fernandez that what he's talking about is why we need to tax imported goods and services, not exports. Oh, Diane, you have hit, though, the hottest hot button when it comes to the tax deal. I mean, I keep talking about the Republicans can't even, when they've got everything handed to them, can't get anything done. This is another reason, the border tax. There's a huge disagreement among fiscal conservatives on whether or not there should be a border tax. J.R. in Hartford, Connecticut. Hello, J.R.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Before you get started, can I take a moment of your time? I was talking about the other day, Aetna is packing, moving the trucks are coming, moving out of Connecticut.
Correct.
And GE has done the same thing.
Right.
The mayor of Hartford says, man, that Aetna move is going to be a blow. And yet...
Right.
Connecticut keeps running multi-billion-dollar deficits, and they keep raising taxes on businesses. And where do they go? They leave. I saw where there's somebody in your state legislature that says they're going to solve this by, instead of the money that they collect for the cities around Connecticut, they're just going to withhold the money from the cities. Well, what would you do if you were the mayor of a city? You would have to raise taxes to be able to provide basic functions. I'm telling you, your state is so gorgeous. It's beautiful in Connecticut, but, man, they're run by a bunch of fools.
Well, yeah, you know, let me clarify first that I'm a Delaware life, but, you know, I was in the Marine Corps, and I grew up in Delaware. I've recently moved to Connecticut. But my brother is a trooper in Connecticut, and, I'm driving through Waterbury right now, and you're looking at a road project that's taken, he's been on the force 19 years. It started when he joined the force. So, you know, the governor here is a moron.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of companies. There's also a cookie company or a chocolate company or something that also moved out. There's another one that's getting ready to move out. I think it was the GE or mentioned. There's several things. And, it's for the taxes that are up here, it's unreal. These roads should be platinum.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it's your state, Connecticut, and also Illinois, they've been downgraded to the lowest junk bond rating ever for a state. So, I mean, most of the states are doing recovery, but not Connecticut, which is run by the Democrats, and Illinois.
Yep.
Same problem. They just can't get it done.
I agree.
So how are we going to get Connecticut moving?
I don't know, because in 19 months I'll be in the Caribbean, so I really don't care.
Oh, well, I'm going with you, man.
I'm a veteran retired firefighter. I was recently divorced a couple years ago, so I'm just driving a tractor trailer to bank the money, and then I'm moving to the Caribbean because, America's a mess. I think several of your callers and previously have hit the nail on the head, Kevin and Pat and the veteran, where they've all stated, that it does take time, but today is a microwave society and they want everything done now. President Trump is a strategist. If you give him time, he'll give you results. Okay. I just think that people need to give him the time to get things done. He's looking long term.
Yes.
He's not looking short term.
That's true.
Okay?
That's true.
Yeah. And all these Democrats are fighting him. And, like this governor and this, I don't know if he's listening today. I hope he is. Yeah, I just wish he'd retire because everybody.
Well, he is. Actually, Dan Malloy has said he's not going to rerun. So that's good news for Connecticut.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
But you know what? Just like Donald Trump, it's going to take a long time to recover from the previous administration, whoever's next. Because the damage that he has done, is not something that can be fixed overnight. And that's the problem. And like your other caller said, you got a lot of people out there that are 30 just, graduating college in debt and stuff like that. That's today's thing. That's what they do, and it's horrible because they don't want to work. You got an Xbox society. You know what I mean? They want to sit around and play. They want to take college courses in developing games. And, hey, I'm all for that because – I think a lot of it's good, but I'm also not for it because a lot of them just want to sit on their you-know-what and do nothing. And that's the problem. So like your other caller said, the numbers don't really reflect what's going on out there because a lot of people, what state is it? I think it's California. I'm not sure. They're reaching out to people to try to give out more welfare.
Sure.
And stuff.
Sure.
Instead of setting up these programs, we're like, okay, just like with Congress and the Senate, everything should be term limits. You got 6 months and then you got to prove. Let me tell you something. I'm helping my parents. Half of my income goes to my parents who are retired. Okay. They don't have a pension. They live on Social Security. My dad recently had a stroke. Right now, I'm helping support them. Okay. While there's drug addicts out on the street right now that are getting medication for free, trading it for their drugs, and doing stuff, and walking into a hospital. I was an EMT when I was in the fire department for 17 years. I had to take people to the hospital that had a toothache. Meanwhile, two blocks over, there was someone having a heart attack, and another ambulance had to come from across the city to take care of that person.
JR, I appreciate your call. You're a good man. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
This Sunday, get ready for the next revolution.
I promise you, we are going to shake things up.
Steve Hilton's been on the front lines of Brexit and a champion of the populist movement. Now, he's bringing his powerful message straight to you.
People are sick and tired of the fact that whoever they vote for, nothing gets done.
See why voters are finally fed up and how you can join the movement.
This is a time of revolution. And we want to show you what's next.
The Next Revolution with Steve Hilton premieres Sunday only on the Fox News Channel.
We all have opinions on the big issues, but what would it take to change your perspective? I'm Eric Bolin.
I'm Ebony K. Williams.
And I'm Kat Tim. On our new show, The Fox News Specialists, we take on the headlines with expert insiders specializing in hot-button issues.
And these aren't your average talking heads. Our panel is bringing the real facts.
And fresh ideas on the topics you think you know.
You're going to get their opinion and ours.
And when it's all said and done, we'll see where you stand.
The Fox News Specialists, weeknights at 5 Eastern.
Powerhouse Solar has been putting the sun to work for you since 2003. And now, Powerhouse Solar has been named a SunPower Elite Dealer. That means Powerhouse Solar has joined a network of more than 1,800 solar companies worldwide that sell, install, and service SunPower products. So is it a big deal? Yeah, it is. To earn Elite Dealer accreditation, a SunPower dealer must achieve a 90% or greater customer satisfaction score on past installations and successfully complete two advanced certification courses in topics like the installation and design of a high-efficiency SunPower system. And Powerhouse Solar has done that and gone well above it. Powerhouse Solar selected for their commitment to providing customers with outstanding service and delivering the most effective and reliable solar technology that is available. Powerhouse handles every step of the solar process, including system design, installation, and maintenance, as well as financing, permitting, and rebate processing. There's a bunch of it. They know it. They're experts. Call today, 275-5600. That's 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the United States will still take steps to cut carbon emissions, even though President Trump has pulled out of the Paris Climate Accord. Here's correspondent Linda Kenyon.
In his first public comment since President Trump's action, Secretary of State Tillerson seemed to downplay the significance of the event. He said, in his words, the U.S. has a terrific record of reducing its own greenhouse gas emissions in the absence of the Paris Agreement. And he says he doesn't think that will change. Tillerson, who is the former CEO of ExxonMobil, had urged the president not to abandon the climate accord, but said the president made the policy decision. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Penn State's former president and two other ex-administrators have been sentenced to at least 2 months in jail for failing to report a child sexual abuse allegation. The judge said they ignored the opportunity to end Jerry Sandusky's crimes a decade before his arrest engulfed the university and its football program in scandal. Fewer jobs were created in May than the previous month, but the nation's unemployment rate dropped to 4.3%, the lowest level in 16 years. PNC Financial Services economist Gus Fauché says there were job losses in retail trade as more consumers shop online.
That's an area that's seen a lot of restructuring with the continued movement to online sales. And so I think retail employment is going to remain under pressure over the next few years.
Governments and manufacturers also lost workers, while restaurants and healthcare companies posted solid gains. The Chicago Tribune and Chicago Sun-Times newspapers are reporting the city has proposed to the Justice Department that its police department be overseen by an independent monitor. Wall Street, the Dow up 60 points to a record high. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
The three workers killed in this week's corn mill plant explosion in southern Wisconsin have now been identified. Didion Milling Vice President Derek Clark says the fatal explosion has stunned the whole area.
The loss of these three team members is a very emotional and incident for us, and really torn a hole in the heart of the Didion Milling team and the Cambria community.
In addition to the three deaths, about a dozen other people were injured in the explosion and fire. Still no official word on the cause. Russian President Vladimir Putin is again coming to the defense of Syria's president in the wake of April's fatal chemical attack. Putin said today the attack was a provocation against Syrian leader Assad, reaffirming Russia's view that Syria's government played no role in that attack. More than 80 people, including children, were killed. News and analysis at townhall.com. At the United Nations, the Security Council has voted unanimously to add 15 individuals and four entities linked to North Korea's nuclear and missile programs to a UN sanctions blacklist. Nikki Haley is the U.S. ambassador to the UN.
The Security Council is sending a clear message to North Korea today. Stop firing ballistic missiles or face the consequences. The members of this council, including three of North Korea's closest neighbors, agreed that North Korea's missiles are a threat to international peace and security.
At the same time, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is calling North Korea a clear and present danger to the world. Speaking at a conference in Singapore, Mattis said the North Koreans are increasing the pace and the scope of their efforts to develop nuclear weapons, as well as the long-range missiles to deliver them. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. More on these stories at townhall.com.
3, 2, 1, it's showtime. Ladies, prepare to excite your senses. The world-famous Hunks the Show Ladies Night Out is coming.
Are you ready for this?
Two nights. Friday, June 9th and Saturday, June 10th at 7:30 inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets are just $10. The number one name in entertainment for women direct from the Las Vegas Strip. Live and in person, these chiseled hunks will be taking the stage for two nights of fun and fantasy. Friday, June 9th and Saturday, June 10th at Wind River Resort and Casino. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30. The world-famous men of Hunks the Show will make your fantasies a reality and leave you breathless. Girls, make plans to attend the biggest ladies' night of the year and see why Hunks the Show is the number one male review in the world. Now, ladies, this will be a sellout event, so get your tickets today. For details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Hunks are better.
Hunks the Show.
Hunks are better.
Friday and Saturday, June 9th and 10th. It's better at the river.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
Compliance with the terms of the Paris Accord and the onerous energy restrictions that is placed on the United States could cost America as much as 2.7 million lost jobs by 2025, according to the National Economic Research Associates. We don't want other leaders and other countries.
Well, I mean, there's something, I don't know, my gosh. You know, I look at the responses that I've heard to all of this, the media's response to this Paris Accord. And I can't, it is absolutely amazing how many people are wringing their hands and they don't know what the hell they're wringing their hands over. Which is, it's pretty unbelievable. They're all wringing their hands and they have no idea what they're wringing their hands over. None of them. And they can't at all explain why in the world
we now go live to writing Colt 45's Baseball with Kyle DeFore.
Broadcasting live from KCNR. Your presentation of Colt 45's Baseball. It's Tiger Field
And game one of a three-game series, the Seattle Studs in town to visit the hometown 45s, winners of 2 of 3 over Memorial Day weekend. This is game number 4 of 43 on the season. We'll have every pitch right here for you on KCNR 1460 and streaming live on KCNR1460.com. Kyle DeFore here. Thanks for spending part of your Friday evening with us. We'll get you the starting lineups here in just one moment. I want to remind you today's pregame show brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Turtle Bay's summer show is mythic creatures, dragons, unicorns, and mermaids. Also look for our Wings of Summer Butterflies exhibit. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful? National anthem just a moment away. We'll step away for a few minutes. We'll be right back with starting lineups and first pitch. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Wings of Summer Butterflies opens at Turtle Bay for a limited engagement again this summer. From May 1st through June 18th, you can observe hundreds of butterflies in our newly updated tranquil enclosed butterfly house. Up to 32 species of butterflies will arrive as chrysalis and will eclose in the butterfly house, and you can witness the magical experience or even release your own butterfly for just $1. The butterfly house is open daily starting Saturday, May 6th. Wings of Summer Butterflies is presented by the McConnell Foundation. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over 3 decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Reading's electric utility. Are you interested in saving energy and money? By investing in energy-efficient products, equipment, and technologies, you can further reduce your energy usage and increase your savings. Before you shop, review REU's rebate page and see how we can help you save money and energy. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you. Powerful together.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
Mark, I can't wait for this month's second Tuesday dinner at Peter Chu's Sky Room. It's a great Chinese restaurant, and I am obsessed with their cashew chicken.
I know what you mean. I love the variety of options, so I always order something new. Peter Chu's offers many different options, including Mandarin, Szechuan, and Hunan cuisine. Please join us on Tuesday, June 13th from 5 to 9 p.m. at Peter Chu's on Airport Drive as they graciously donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane to help care for the animals and work toward placing them in forever homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit windriverspa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Cascade Theater is launching a brand new season of shows June 1st, featuring Olivia Newton-John, Pink Martini, and performances from award-winning country, rock, and comedy stars. Members can start buying tickets June 1st. Everyone else, June 13th. Become a member of the Cascade Theater today for early access to the best seats, ticket exchange privileges, opportunities to meet the stars in person, and more. Get the rewards of a Cascade Theater membership. 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Reading weather is heating up again, and that means air conditioning in your car or truck is not optional. I trust St. John's Automotive on Eureka Way to do the job right with one-stop service for my car. They are family-owned with fair prices, outstanding work, and great customer service. They do it all. Call St. John's Automotive 2040 Eureka Way at 605-4889. That's 605-4889.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Just about ready for first pitch here at Tiger Field. Matt Green on the mound. He pitched opening night last Friday against the Santa Rosa Rosebuds and went seven strong, picking up the win. He comes in tonight 1-0 on the season. Defense behind him looks like this. From outfield, from left to right, it's going to be Isaiah Terry, Mitch Bevaca, getting his first start of the year. He's from Concordia University. He'll be playing center. Jackson Murphy will be in right. At third base is going to be Shane Kotz from Simpson. Shortstop's going to be Taylor Angley, former Enterprise Hornet. Second baseman's going to be Thomas Alstrom from Chemeketa College, up in Oregon. He's getting his first start of the year as well. At first base is going to be Connor Fabing. He will hit leadoff. And your DH tonight, Ben Kerner, getting his first start as well. He's one of the catchers, part of a three-headed catcher rotation. And in the squat tonight is going to be Brendan Yawn for Matt Green against the Seattle Studs, game 4 of 43 on the season. Thank you for spending part of your Friday evening with us, Kyle DeFore, here at Tiger Field, bringing you Colt 45's baseball here. Come down and join us. Still plenty of good seats here left, every seat in the shade for a 7:15 first pitch. First pitch just moment away. As I mentioned, pregame brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. For park hours and information, go to turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful? Just about ready here for the first pitch from Green, the 6'5 right-hander out of McPherson College. Had a chance to meet Mr. and Mrs. Green last week after the superlative pitching performance on opening night. And Matt gets the ball here for game one of this series as well. First pitch is a bit high, the fastball 1-0. First pitch 7:15 here, right on time. Leading off here for the Studs, it's going to be Landon Riker, the center fielder. He'll be followed by Kyle Bowe at third base, and Lauren Archibald will be the first baseman and bat third. Pops down the right field line. It's going to be out of play towards the visiting dugout, 1-1. 45 is winners of 2 out of 3 last weekend against Santa Rosa, winning the opener on Friday 8-4 before dropping Saturday's contest 9-4. And an 8-0 victory on Sunday. Here's a pop-up in play for first baseman Fabing. Now being called off by the second baseman in foul territory. That's Alstrom. And he makes the play. Scored a pop-out to number 4 for Riker. One down. That'll bring up Kyle Bowe, the third baseman. As I mentioned, Alstrom out of Eugene, Oregon, playing second base. He'll hit second tonight, getting his first start for the 45. Three different 45s getting their first start here tonight, as a number of players trickling in the second week of the season here. Fastball in there for a strike, 0-1. Good pitch to Bo from Green. Just $5 a ticket all season long, $3 for our fans, 62 and over. Here's a ground ball out to short. First chance out there for Angley, and he's going to throw him out 6-3 on the putout for the former Enterprise Hornet. Played some second base last weekend. He'll be at short here tonight, and that'll bring up Archibald, the first baseman with two out and nobody on. Tonight's game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Beyond their job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is devoted to giving back and getting involved in our community. For over 30 years, striving to create positive change and to create a better future for children and young adults here in Northern California. For your next construction project, think Muse Concrete. Proud sponsors your Colt 45s here on the radio. Left-handed hitting first baseman steps in here against Green. First pitch is fouled back towards us and hits the net 0-1. Green will go about 87 to 89 on the fastball. Slider, changeup, and a 12-6 curveball. His slider is his out pitch, but it had a number of strikeouts last Friday night with the fastball as well. Quick 0-1 count here. Second pitch at the knees. Good location on the inside half. And a quick 0-2 here on Archibald for Matt Green. Wasting no time. Gets the sign from his catcher, Brendan Yawn. Home plate umpire tonight, John Smith. Doing the honors. Second weekend in a row for us. Swing and a miss. He got him on a changeup. Down in the dirt, Yawn's going to do the formality of throwing it down to first. And that'll end the inning. Three up, three down. We head to the bottom of the first. Scoreless tie. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Summer's On Us sales event continues at Redding Kia, and the deals are so good.
Today, get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, Souls, and Fortes.
And Kia Motors will make your first two payments.
That's right. Summer's On Us continues at Redding Kia, where every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and America's best warranty.
If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, come visit Redding Kia today.
0% financing for 66 months, no payments for 5 months, and Kia Motors makes your first two payments.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, have a great summer.
On approval of credit plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summers on Us offer. 0% for 66 months is $15.16 per $1,000 financed.
Sale ends July 10th. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Redding. Facebook, YouTube,
RedingKia.com.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the first here at Tiger Field. Hometown 45 is getting ready to take their first at-bats. Your hometown lineup looks like this. Connor Fabing will lead off and play first base. Thomas Ahlstrom getting his first start of the year at second base. He'll bat second. Jackson Murphy hits third in right field. Isaiah Terry cleanup and left field. Mitch Bivaca gets his first start of the year. He will play center field, bat fifth. Shane Kotz out of Simpson College will bat sixth and play third base. Brendan Yawn, the catcher, in the seven hole. Ben Kerner will DH tonight. He's another catcher on the roster here, getting his first start tonight, batting eighth. And Taylor Angley will be your shortstop and bat ninth. They're going to face right-hander Mitch Vito, number eight, for the Seattle Studs. Vito, part of the Seattle team last year that came in and took three games from these Colt 45s. So, though we only have two returning players from last year for Reading, many of the fans and broadcasters here with revenge on the mind as they came in and got a three-game sweep. First pitch is down low to Fabing. 1-0. Fabing batting left-handed against the right-hander Vito here. As the sun begins to set here, that ball is flown down the left field line, out of play, foul. 1-1 now. Fabing, Ahlstrom, and Murphy in that order. Murphy homered a week ago tonight. First home run of the season for the 45s. And that 8-4 victory in support of Matt Green. Swing and a miss there. It's 1-2. Fastball on the outside half. Kicks and fires. The 1-2 pitch is going to be grounded out to short. And booting it, and then unable to come up with the handle is the shortstop. And that's going to be an E6 on Nick Anderson. So Fabing reaches on an E6, and that'll bring up Alstrom. Number 14, a right-handed batter. I mentioned out of Chemeketa College, hope I'm saying that correctly, up in Eugene, Oregon. His first at bat of the season here. Defense behind Vito looks like this. Outfield is Semlicker in right, Riker in center, and Matt Becker in left field. His first pitch of the bat is down in the dirt. Picked out there by catcher Garrett Breda. He'll be in the squad tonight. Left side of the infield, Kyle Bowe at third, Nick Anderson at short, Dylan Lavelle at second, and Lauren Archibald, who struck out to end the first, at first base. There's the 1-0 now. That ball is down low as well. 2-0 now. Big hole on the right side here for the right-handed hitting Alstrom. Fabing reached on an error, takes his lead over at first, now stretches it out a bit further. Here's the 2-0. And in there for a strike at the knees, 2-1. Fabing bluffed a step or two towards the second base bag. But then no further. He retreats to first. Two balls, one strike. Vito in the stretch, ready now with the 2-1. That ball's down in the dirt again. 3-1. Breda's had to pick a couple of them out of the dirt here already. As Vito's trying to pitch around a leadoff error on what should have been a playable ground ball. 3-1, hitters count now to Alstrom. Vito lines it down the first baseline. That's fair inside the bag. And into foul territory down the line. This one's going to be extra bases. Fabing around third. They're going to hold him. And that's a double by Thomas Alstrom. Just snuck that one inside the bag. Didn't have much room for error as the first baseman was holding Fabing on. Couldn't have hit it better if he threw it. And a double down the right field line. And he's got a batting average, batting 1,000 now. Runners on second and third. Nobody out here. And 45's in business here. For the heart of the lineup, Jackson Murphy, the right fielder. It's been the same 3-4 combo for all four of the first games here. Jackson and Terry are 3-4 hitters, right field and left field respectively. Murphy, a Chico, California native. A couple ducks on the pond early here as the 45s looking to get on the board. Vito in the windup now with runners on second and third, and that ball a bit low, 1-0. Fastball in the outside corner, but at the shins. Murphy, Terry on deck, and then Bavaca out of Concordia University will hit fifth. That's a chopper slowly hit out in front of the mound, and it's fouled on the third baseline. 1-1. Got on top of that one there and hit about a 20-foot grounder. So an error and a double have the 45s in business here with nobody out in the bottom of the first against the visiting Seattle Studs. Here's the 1-1 now to Murphy. And he watches one inside, 2-1 now. Game 2 of this series tomorrow night, 7:15 start time. Game 3 on Sunday, a matinee for the getaway game, a 2 p.m. start time. We'll have every pitch here for you on KCNR. Vito in the windup now. Here's the 2-1. Murphy watches a breaking ball in there for a strike, 2-2. You can get the entire schedule on ReddingColt45s.com. 40 home games, just 3 road games. We'll have a short trip over to the Humboldt Coast to play the Humboldt Crabs. Here's the 2-2. That's a chopper, just a bit foul, just got a piece of it. Looked like an off-speed pitch he was out in front of, but able to tap it foul. Stays alive, 2-2 to Murph. Reminder, this portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete, striving to create positive change and a better future for children and young adults in Northern California. For over 30 years, Muse Concrete, Northern California institution. Here's a 2-2. That ball is down in the dirt. Good hold up there by Murphy. They appeal out to the umpire, but he did not go. It'll be a full count here. First base open, so they don't necessarily have to give in here. But you hate to load the bases with nobody out, especially for the cleanup man, Terry, who had a good series last weekend. 2-for-4 on Sunday. 1-for-4 on Saturday, and 2-for-5 on Friday as well. He's working on a 3-game hitting streak. That ball is fouled back again. We'll line up and do it one more time with a full count. Good battle here between Vito and Murphy. Infield at normal depth. Third baseman perhaps hugging the line a bit as the shadows creep across the infield here. Another full count offering, and that one is low and away. And a good at-bat there by Murphy as he works the walk. And the bases are loaded now for big Isaiah Terry.
Number 28, your left fielder, Isaiah Terry.
Terry, also out of Concordia University, native of Kent, Washington. Just finished his junior year at Concordia. First pitch is outside, ball one, and things going from bad to worse here for Seattle. Here in the bottom of the first, base is loaded, nobody out. The fielder Isaiah Terry waiting for the 1-0 here from Mitch Vito. Watches one at the bottom of the strike zone there, 1-1. A pitcher's strike, and he needed that one. On deck, number 29, it's Mitch Bivaca. He's your center fielder tonight, getting his first start of the year, also out of Concordia. That's a chopper foul. Looked like a breaking ball down low. Just got a piece of it. 1-2 now on Terry. Pitcher's count here, 1-2. Vito trying to dance out of trouble. In a bases-loaded jam here. Winds up swinging and a miss. He got the fastball by Terry. And that'll be the first out of the inning. So error, double, walk, and then a strikeout. There's one down. That'll bring up Bivaca. Just finished his sophomore year up there at Concordia.
Bivaca.
6 foot, 190 pounder, hitting right-handed here against Vito. Still in the windup, but the base is juiced. One down now. First ball is chopped out slowly to second. They're going to have a hard time even getting one here. Only plays at first base. Scored a fielder's choice, 4-3 on the putout. And an RBI for Bivaca. It's 1-0 Reading. Fabian comes around to score on the fielder's choice, 4-3. So second and third now with two down. That'll bring up Shane Kotz out of Simpson University, a big third baseman. Also had a relief appearance in the 3-game series against Santa Rosa last weekend. First pitch in there for a strike at the letter, 0-1. Still plenty of seats. Come down and join us just in the bottom of the first. 1-0 Reading here at Tiger Field. Just $5 a ticket. Best $5 you'll spend all summer. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. And Kotz right over the top on a breaking ball. And a quick 0-2 here from Vido. His base is loaded with nobody out. And he's a strike away from dancing out of this with limited damage. Just one run thus far for the 45s. But one hit would put up a crooked number here for the hometown. 9. 0-2 pitch. Called strike 3 on the outside corner. He got him, and that'll end the inning. So one run for the 45s. They lead 1-0. We're to the top of the second. You're listening to Redding Cole 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
From narwhals to unicorns and manatees to mermaids, discover the physical and cultural connections between the real and mythical worlds at Turtle Bay this summer in Mythical Creatures, Dragons, Unicorns, and Mermaids. Mythic creatures of all kinds are taking over the museum May 20th through October 1st in this immersive, hands-on exhibition organized by the American Museum of Natural History, New York. Mythic Creatures is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Two young men looking to impress two young women invite them to meet their rich auntie at tea. When auntie cancels at the last minute, their male friend steps in and the laughter begins. Riverfront Playhouse presents the comedy Charlie's Aunt by Brandon Thomas, directed by Maria Drake. May 13th through June 10th, Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2. Tickets available at the Cascade Theater box office, by phone at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the second here from Tiger Field. Redding leading 1-0. Matt Green staked to a 1-0 lead here as he gets ready to start his second inning of work. It'll be the 4, 5, and 6 hitters for the Seattle Cheney Studs, so named for their founder. Seattle Studs went down in order in the first. It'll be Semlicker, the right fielder, Brennan Hancock, the DH, and Dylan Lavelle, the second baseman, against him. McPherson College's Matt Green. Semlicker, the right fielder, number 23, a right-handed batter, watches one inside, 1-0. And fitting that against the Seattle Studs, on this day in baseball history, Randy Johnson, former Giant great for a season anyway, that's a ground ball down the third baseline, foul, 1-1. Randy Johnson on this day in 1990 threw the first no-hitter in Seattle Mariners history up in the Kingdome, which no longer exists. Safeco Field, lovely up there, but those of us who are on the older end of the spectrum of baseball fans might remember the Kingdome. 27 years ago today, Randy Johnson, first no-hitter in Mariners history. One ball, one strike here to Semlicker. Green winds and fires, and a bit high. Breaking ball got away from him there. And ducking out of the way was Semlicker, 2-1. Some of the fans here wondering if that might have hit the bat. Nonetheless, it's 2-1. Those of you who are basketball inclined, NBA Finals started last night. For our matinee game Tuesday, listen to us at 2 p.m., then flip on this game on Sunday. Game 2 will be Sunday night. Warriors winning last night by 22 over the Cleveland Cavs in Game 1 in Oakland. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Semlicker. And inside for ball 3-1 now. Brendan Hancock, the DH on deck. Left-handed hitter, swing and a miss on a 3-1 pitch there as he did not get cheated on that swing. Full count. Brendan Yawn, the catcher, gets the sign out to Green. Here's the full count offering. Foul back to the screen on a fastball in under the hands. Remains 3-2. Absolutely perfect day for baseball. We are in the low 80s, high 70s here in the second inning. Come down and join us at Tiger Field. Another full count offering from Green, and swing and a miss, he got him. Second strikeout of the game in as many innings here for Green. That'll bring up Brennan Hancock, number 21. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Beyond their job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is devoted to giving back and getting involved in our community. Muse strives to create positive change and a better future for children and young adults. Here in the North State, for over 30 years, Muse Concrete, proud sponsors of your Colt 45s. First pitch fouled back here to the screen. Fastball under the hands. And Green has got him late on the fastball here thus far tonight. One pitch. And that one's on the outside corner. Good location once again and a quick 0-2. We have been impressed thus far in a start and change here from right-hander Matt Green. You can see why he got the ball on opening night last Friday. Swing and a miss. He got him on an 0-2 fastball. Up around the letters. Could not catch up. And the first two men of the second inning are set down swinging. Third strikeout of the game for Green. So here's Dylan Lavelle, second baseman. Two outs and nobody on here against Matt Green. First pitch is grounded out to short. Cots make dives past third and no play to get the speedy Lavelle. He's going to beat it out as an infield single. That was deep in the hole at short. And Angley just took a bite out of it, realizing he had no throw. First hit of the ball game, first base runner for the Studs. Two outs, runner on first now for Nick Anderson. Anderson, the shortstop, had an error in the first that came around to score in the person of Connor Fabing. He is your beer batter tonight. For those of you who may not have been down to the yard, the beer batter is one hitter in the opposing lineup who, if he strikes out for the remainder of the top half of the inning and the bottom half of the inning, discount beers for everybody in the park here. So vested rooting interest beyond just baseball for the hometown team here. Green in the stretch. Now he's ready. First pitch is flown out to center. Looks like it's going to be playable out there for Bavaca. And he makes the play. One pitch to retire him. And that'll end the inning. One hit. No runs. We head to the bottom of the second. 1-0 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Reading's electric utility. Windows are the number one source of heat gain in your home. Installing solar screens, window treatments, or new low-E windows significantly reduces heat gain and reduces your summer air conditioning costs, putting money back in your pocket. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Just about ready here for the bottom of the second at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's Baseball. Reading leading 1-0 here over the Seattle Studs. Due up here in the home half, it's going to be the 7, 8, and 9 hitters as the 45 sent six men to the plate their first time up. Brendan Yawn, the catcher, will lead off, followed by Ben Kerner, the DH, and Taylor Angley, the shortstop.
Catcher, Brendan Yawn.
Yawn getting his second start. He went one for four on Saturday night. First pitch is a fastball in the inside corner, 0-1. Ben Kerner, number five, also out of Concordia University, will bat next. It'll be his first at bat of the season. Ball misses outside to Yon, 1-1. Could not ask for better conditions here at Tiger Field for game one of this three-game set. Here's a 1-1 pitch to Yon. He lines one fouled on the third baseline out of play over the dugout. Yon out of Williston State, a native of Reno, Nevada. As I mentioned, this is game four of 43 on the season. Entire schedule at ReadingCole45s.com. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch from Vito. Ground ball to third base. Up with it and throwing him out. 5-3 on the put out. Yon is retired. One down. 5-3 on the put out of your scoring home. That'll bring up Kerner. Kerner, we're number five here. Right-handed batter. Listed as one of a four catchers here for the 45, so a lot of options there for manager Greg Cattaray. One out, nobody on here. Vito fires, first pitch is fouled back to the screen. 0-1. Tonight's game brought to you by Muse Concrete, striving to create positive change and a better future for children and young adults. Muse Concrete is devoted to giving back and getting involved in our community. For over 30 years, Muse Concrete in Northern California. For your next construction project, think Muse. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s here on the radio. 0-1 pitch to Kerner, and he watches a strike at the knees. And a quick 0-2 here. Kerner listed at 5'10", 180 out of Concordia, hometown of Seattle, Washington. So playing against his quasi-hometown team here. And he watches one outside. 1-2 now. For those of you Giants fans out there, a 9-0 victory, 10-0 victory for the Giants. He tacked on another one as Denard Span had five hits today and scored three times. So some light at the end of the tunnel there for the Giants. Swing and a miss here by Kerner. And he's down on strikes. Two outs now for Angley.
Your shortstop, number 10, Taylor Angley.
Angley went 1-for-4 with a double on Sunday's matinee game. Also 1-for-4 on Saturday's contest. Playing shortstop here tonight. And he watches one down low and away, 1-0. Reminder, every game all season long here on KCNR, you can also stream them if you're out of our broadcast area here, KCNR1460.com, where we stream all of our programming here. Make sure to listen to Carl and Linda every morning, every weekday morning, I should say. Swing and a miss there by Angley on a fastball. 1-1 here. Every Monday to Friday, Carl and Linda, 7-9. Our next game will be tomorrow night here at 7:15. First pitch once again. Here's a 1-1 pitch, and Angley fouls it back. 1-2. Two outs, nobody on here. Fabing would be the top of the lineup should Angley reach here. Vito looks to have found his groove a little bit here in the second inning after loading the bases with nobody out in the first and allowing just one run. Here's the 1-2. Little chopper to the third base side, foul. Pitching coach Barrick Fasking bare hands it over there. Barrick pitching coach again this year for manager Greg Cattaray. Jared Sebesma, also part of the staff here. Down at third base. Here's another 1-2 to Engley. And a slowly hit ground ball to third. Up with it cleanly and throwing him out. 5-3 on the putout. are the studs, and that'll end the inning. We head to the top of the third, still 1-0 45s. You're listening to Reading Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
After we inspected a vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." "Tolerance is accumulative," I said. "This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood." He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, "They are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better." I replied, "If we can make it better, it was not perfect." Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
8-9-1 hitters due up for the visitors here in the top of the third. Seattle Studs trailing 1-0 to the Redding Colt 45s. Matt Green in there to start his third inning of work here. Just one base runner thus far on an infield hit for the Studs in the second inning. Garrett Breda, the catcher, number two, stands in. And a quick 0-2 as the breaking ball drops right in at the knees. Nice pitch there from Green, changing speeds. He's quickly ahead. It'll be Breda, Matt Becker, the left fielder, and Landon Riker, the center fielder. That ball is driven high to left field and fouled on the left field line. Into the netting there, a foul ball home run for Breda, but could not straighten it out. Count remains 0-2 here. Shadows making their way out to right field. We are just about to be ready under the lights here. Dusk fast approaching in the top of the third. 0-2 is down below the knees. 1-2 now. Game one of this three-game series. We'll do it again tomorrow night at 7:15 and then 2 p.m. on Sunday for the getaway game. Just in time for you to listen and then watch the NBA Finals on Sunday night. Swing and a miss. He got him. Beautiful changeup there from Green. Fourth strikeout through 2 1/3. That'll bring up Matt Becker. One strikeout in the first, two in the second, and already one here in the third for Green. It was outstanding last Friday night in an 8-4 victory. He gave up just one earned in seven strong innings. As the 45s cruise to the victory. First pitch is a curveball, and he drops it right in there on the outside corner, froze him. Great pitch to steal a strike there from the tall right-hander, 0-1. Becker swings and misses, and a fastball up around his shoulders. Good two-pitch combo there, and a quick 0-2 on the number nine hitter. Becker, the left fielder, batting left-handed here. On deck, top of the lineup, and Landon Riker, who popped out his first time. Here's the 0-2 from Green. That ball was driven out to right on a breaking ball. Murphy got a good break on it and unable to make the play. It goes right under his glove. That's going to be a one-out double. Very nearly made a great running catch. But Becker looking for the breaking ball there and got it. And it's a one-out double. First man to reach scoring position here for Seattle. And Riker will step in. Popped out in foul territory to the second baseman, Ahlstrom, to lead off the game. Extra note on that Giants game, Ty Block with a shutout today. Nice, surprising series of starts here from the young left-hander for San Francisco. Here's the first pitch down low to Landon Riker, 1-0. Right-handed hitting center fielder wearing number 10. It's out of Arizona Western Community College. Out of Marysville, Washington. Native of Marysville, Washington, I should say. Swing and a miss on a fastball down below the knees there, 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out here in the top of the third. 45s leading 1-0. Matt Green on the mound here. Gets the sign from Yon, checks the runner, now he's ready. 1-1 pitch and kicks away. Yon able to keep it close. And the runner's going to stay put at second. Becker thought about it, took about two steps towards third, and then thought better of it as Yon pounced on it quickly. Yon, 6'2", tall for a catcher, and showed good quickness there. Two balls and one strike now. Green low with the fastball, and it's 3-1 now. And Yon going to go out and have a word with his starter. I want to remind you, we've got pavilion seating here. You can buy seats for a group of 50 people down the left field line here for your next business or family outing, or just get a group of friends together. Tonight in the VIP pavilion down the third baseline, we have Taylor Motors GMC Buick Cadillac. Family owned and operated since 1968, Taylor Motors GMC Buick Cadillac has something for everyone. Go Colt 45s. So our thanks to all of our friends at Taylor Motors. Down in the VIP pavilion down here, you get tickets for 50 people, food and drink for each member of your party. A really great deal. Go to RedingColt45s.com for more information. Three balls and one strike now, and a ground ball out to short, deep in the hole. It's going to be a long throw, and they got him nicely done there by Taylor Angley, former Enterprise Hornet. 6-3 on the putout. Riker retired, keeping the runner at second as well. Nicely done there. That'll bring up Kyle Bowe.
Number 6, Kyle Bowe.
Two down now. And Bowe will hit with the runner on second. Grounded out to short his first time, 0-1. Tonight's game brought to you by Muse Concrete, striving to create positive change and a better future for children and young adults in our community. Muse is devoted to giving back and getting involved. Encourages you to do the same. It's a fastball in there for a strike, 0-1. Muse Concrete, sponsors of high school football, Colt 45's baseball, big part of KCNR 1460 family. Glad to have them on board again this year. The ball is one strike, Green in the stretch. Taking a long look in. Now he's on the same page with his catcher. Kicks and fires. That ball is flown out to right center. Murphy going back. Now a couple steps in front of the track, and he's going to make the play. That'll end the inning. Runner stranded on second. We head to the bottom of the third. Still 1-0 45s. You're listening to Redding Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your town hall of the air. This coming week, we're going to have Enjoy the Store on Monday telling us what's happening in the North State also this week. People for Ethical Treatment of Animals, one of their representatives, to explain PETA. And on Wednesday, Barry Tippin, our newest city manager. Find out what's happening in our town, our country, our state, all here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
I wanna rock! Get ready to rock the Cascade Theater!
Theater, June 15th to the 24th, with the Tony Award-nominated Broadway musical Rock of Ages. Relive the 80s with the music of Styx, Journey, Pat Benatar, Twisted Sister, and more. Get your tickets to Rock of Ages and the VIP after party at the Cascade Box Office, 243-8877 or CascadeTheaters.org.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Bottom of the third here. Redding stake to a 1-0 lead as they get ready to take their at-bats in the home half. It's going to be the top of the lineup. 1-2-3, Fabing, Alstrom, and Murphy. Fabing scored the first run of the ballgame in the first inning, reached on an error, was doubled over to third, and knocked in by a fielder's choice by Mitch Bavaca. His first at-bat is a 45. So Fabing will step in here against Mitch Vito, the right-hander. Just one hit the first time through the lineup for the 45s, a double by Thomas Alstrom. But they did touch him up for that one run. First pitch low with the fastball, 1-0 here. That one misses outside with a fastball, 2 balls and no strikes. Now under the lights here at Tiger Field in the bottom of the third. Could not ask for better conditions. We are in the high 70s, low 80s here. Every seat in the shade. Still plenty of baseball to be played here in just the third inning. Come down and join us. Here's a 2-0 pitch. That's grounded out to short, slowly hit. He's going to have to hurry. And it goes right under his glove. And for the second time in three innings, Fabing is going to reach on an error by the shortstop. Score that one in E6, and would have been a heck of a play to come up with it cleanly and make a play close at first. This ball was kind of squibbed off the end of the bat there by Fabing, and good hustle. But nonetheless, does not get the glove down far enough, and it skips into shallow left. So here's Alstrom. He lined one down the first baseline. His first time for a double. They get Vito right back in the stretch here in the bottom of the third. Fabing with a big lead off first. First pitch is just a bit low for the fastball, 1-0. Alstrom with a nice opposite field approach. Last at bat, got a big hole to shoot out on the right side here. The runner being held on at first. Good lead over there for Fabing. And a fastball a bit high this time, 2-0 now. Vito pitched one of the three games last year in the three-game sweep by Seattle. Hitters count here for Alstrom, 2-0. Fouls that one back out of play towards the parking lot. 2 balls, 1 strike. We turn the calendar into June here. It's that time of year, baseball season here at Tiger Field. Come down and join us. Entire schedule on ReddingColt45s.com. We'll have every pitch right here for you on KCNR 1460 as well, all season long. Here's a 2-1 pitch now to Alstrom. That is lined down the right field line. This time it's going to kick foul. A very similar approach as last time, but this one with some more air underneath and ends up about 20 feet fouled on the right field line. We appreciate you listening on the radio, but they don't have hot dogs and ribs. Maybe at your backyard barbecue you do as you're listening at home, but difficult for a broadcaster who only gets 90 seconds between innings to smell all this wonderful food here. 2 balls, 2 strikes now on Alstrom. Swing and a miss. He got him on a breaking ball down below the knees. And that'll be the first out of the inning.
Your right fielder, number 20, Jackson Murphy.
So here's Murphy. Walked his first time up to load the bases. Fabing takes his lead off first. And he's going to go. Swing and a miss. And The catcher unable to come up with the ball cleanly. That's going to be an easy steal of second without a throw for Fabing. Looked like it might have been a hit and run there. But Jackson Murphy swung right through it. And it'll be a stolen base without a throw. Now we'll have a meeting on the mound between Vito and his catcher. A 1 count on Murphy after the swing and a miss. Runner in scoring position now with one down. He'd love nothing more than get that insurance run home here. Get a little breathing room for his starter, and a breakdown on the swing there as he tried to hold up about halfway through and could not. So it's quick 0-2 now on Murphy. Pitcher's count 0-2. Vito checks the runner, kicks and fires. Fastball outside, 1-2 now. .45's 2-1 on the season thus far. Winners on Friday and Sunday in the opening three-game set against Santa Rosa last weekend. This is game one of a three-game set against Seattle. Here's a 1-2 now. Murphy swings in. Line drive into right field. That's going to get down for a single. Fabing did not get a great break off of that one, so he will stay put at third. But a single for Murphy. And runners at the corners now with only one down. So Murphy comes through with a nice opposite field approach and hits it right through the hole on the right side. But with enough velocity to prevent it from the runner from scoring from second. With one out now, they can score without a hit any number of ways. Isaiah Terry steps in. Went down on strikes his first time, 0-1. First pitch is grounded out to second. This could be 2, 4, 6, 3. They got him. Double play, and that'll end the inning. So Vito rolls a double play to get him out of the jam there, and we head to the top of the fourth. Still 1-0 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball. Casey and R 14-6.
Hi, my name is Justin with Vivid Details. Auto detailing should be a part of your maintenance, not just a luxury. Here at Vivid Details, we make your car feel and look like new. We specialize in paint correction, headlight restoration, scratch removal, carpet and upholstery shampooing, and much, much more. We give your car that new car shine every time. Remember, not all detailers have experience, equipment, or training to make your vehicle look and smell like new, but we do. We are fully licensed and insured, so give us a call today at 530-604-7380 or come visit our new shop located at 30 Hilltop Drive.
Summer's On Us sales event continues at Reading Kia, and the deals are so good.
Today, get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, Souls, and Fortes.
And Kia Motors will make your first two payments.
That's right. Summer's On Us continues at Reading Kia, where every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and America's best warranty.
If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, come visit Reading Kia today.
0% financing for 66 months, no payments for 5 months, and Kia Motors makes your first two payments.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, have a great summer.
On approval of credit plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summers on Us offer. 0% for 66 months is $15.16 per $1,000 financed.
Sale ends July 10th. Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Reading. Facebook, YouTube.
ReadingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Top of the fourth here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's Baseball. Matt Green takes the hill for the fourth inning. Allowed just two base runners thus far, two over the minimum, four strikeouts through the first three innings. He's staked to a 1-0 lead. It's going to be the 3-4-5 hitters here for Seattle. Archibald, Semlicher, and Hancock. Archibald struck out his first time swinging. First pitch from Green misses. No, outside corner, 0-1. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Beyond their job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is devoted to giving back and getting involved in our community, striving to create positive change and a better future for children and young adults in Northern California. That's Muse Concrete. Proud sponsors are your Colt 45s here on KCNR. Fastball misses outside that time, 1-1. To the Seattle first baseman, the Seattle Cheney Studs, so named for their founder. That's a breaking ball way out in front, just barely got a piece of it. Big cut there. Hitting is timing, pitching is upsetting the timing, and Green had him way out in front that time, 1-2. Only one runner has reached scoring position, a one-out double. Otherwise, not much hard contact here against Green. Swing and a miss on a ball down in the dirt. And Yawn's going to throw it down. And for the second time in his many at-bats, Archibald strikes out and 2-3 on the putout. That'll ring up Semlicker. Semlicker struck out swinging his first time as well. Five strikeouts already here through 3 1/3 for Matt Green. Number 23, Semlicker fouls one down the third baseline off the netting. Over towards pitching coach Barrick Fasking. Pitcher's duel here early. 1-0 in the top of the fourth here from Tiger Field under the lights. Fastball a little bit inside. 1-1 now. Green not wasting any time. He gets a breaking ball down below the knees. It's fouled out of play. Good pitch there. Not much you're going to do with that one other than foul it away or maybe beat it into the dirt. As other than one first pitch curveball, his breaking ball has been down where you want it to be. And that curveball was just a steal of strike. Here's a 1-2 pitch now to Semlicker. And a breaking ball just barely got a piece of that one. Another curveball below the zone. Lucky to get a piece there on the emergency hack. Count remains 1-2. As I mentioned earlier on this day in 1990, first no-hitter in Seattle Mariners history by Randy Johnson. A rich day for baseball history, June 2nd. That ball is lined into left field, a single on 1-2. Loud hit there by Semlicker. They've got a runner on first with one out. On this day, 2010, those of you who may remember in recent baseball history, Andres Galarraga had a perfect game with two outs in the ninth inning. And the runner was called safe at first. Umpire Jim Joyce admitted after the game he made the wrong call, but a day in baseball infamy, Andres Galarraga's almost perfect game. Swing and a miss there by Hancock. He struck out swinging his first time as well. Righty on lefty matchup here, 0-1 with a runner on first. Second baseman Alstrom shading a little bit towards the hole with the left-handed batter. That one is outside, one ball, one strike. Three games this weekend against the Seattle Studs. And then next week, a Thursday-Friday series, little two-game set against NBO Sacramento. Then we'll do a Saturday-Sunday set against the Auburn Wildcard. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday baseball next weekend. In addition to the three-game set this weekend, entire schedule on RedingColt45s.com. That ball's low here. It's 2-1 now. This one's fouled back to the screen, 2-2. Reminder for all you youngsters out there, June 12th, 13th, and 14th, Colt 45 Summer Youth Camp. Come and play with and learn from the 45s. RedingColt45s.com for more information. Two balls, two strikes now on the number five hitter. And a changeup way out in front. Just barely got a piece of that one. Still 2-2 here. On Hancock. Right-handed hitting second baseman Lavelle on deck. Fabing holding the runner on at first. Middle infielders now shade towards the bag for a double play. The 2-2 from Green. Fly ball down the foul side of third base over the dugout. Still 2-2 here. Good battle. Green has made some quality pitches here with two strikes. And Hancock has done well to spoil them. Another 2-2 from Green. Line drive fouled on third baseline over towards those VIP pavilion seats we mentioned earlier. Accommodating groups up to 50. Great game still available. Contact Reading Colt 45s for more information. Another 2-2 from Green. And a line drive up the middle. That one's going to drop down in front of Bavaca, the center fielder, and a nice piece of hitting on 2-2. He got a breaking ball and dumped it out into center field. Semlicher up to second, and with one down, there's two runners on for Dylan Lavelle. Single his last time. One for one. Lavelle, the number six hitter in the lineup. Both middle infielders, Alstrom and Angley, both shading toward the bag for a possible double play here. Kotz hugging the line at third. And a get-it-in curveball that's a bit high, evidently, 1-0. Green feeling perhaps that zone shrinking a little bit here in the fourth. One-0 pitch to Lavelle. Down in the dirt, and a nice job there by Yon to keep it in front of him. Two balls, no strikes. Green takes a walk off the back of the mound. Now composes himself, toes the rubber, and looks in for the sign on 2-0. Playing behind both runners now. From Green, he quick pitches him, and it's just a bit low. 3-0, very close. Would have been a pitcher's pitch, but nonetheless, three balls, no strikes now for the McPherson College right-hander. One down, runners on first and second. That one's in there for a strike. 3-1 now. Taken all the way was Lavelle. Mentioned Green, and this season at McPherson had a better than 2-1 strikeout ratio, including a 10 strikeout performance back in April. This ball is popped straight up the elevator shaft, but it's going to be back out of play over towards the snack bar here on our end. And from 3-0, he's got it all the way back to 3-2. Good battle going here between Green and Lavelle. On deck, Nick Anderson, the center fielder. Here's a 3-2, and that ball is a little blooper out into shallow right, and that ball is going to get down in front of Murphy. And they're going to throw him, no, close, play at second. The runner at first was about halfway down. He had a better read on that. The runner at second makes it down to third, so that's going to be a bloop single for Lavelle. 2-for-2 now on the night. And that'll bring up your beer batter. Nick Anderson flew out to center. His first time, bases loaded now with one down. As that one was off the end of the bat, not hit very well, but placed well out into shallow right. And Murphy, who was playing pretty deep, unable to make the running catch. So here's Anderson. Fouls the first pitch back to the screen, 0-1. So first real trouble here for Green. The bases loaded and one down against the number seven hitter for Seattle. Here's the 0-1. Foul back again and a quick 0-2 from Green. As I mentioned, Anderson, the beer batter, did not oblige the fans first time with a flyout center. But at this point, They probably suffice for any out. It doesn't result in a run scoring here. 45 stick to a 1-0 lead, but that lead precarious at the moment. But Green ahead with an 0-2. Now he gets the sign from Yawn. Checks the runner at third. He kicks and fires, and he hits a fly ball deep to left field. That ball is back. Way back, and it is out of here. A hanging breaking ball hit out into the left field inning by Nick Anderson, and that is a grand slam for Seattle, and they take a 4-1 lead. Green hung one into the fat part of the plate, and Anderson did not miss it. And this is the darkest timeline here in the fourth inning. Still plenty of time here for the 45s, of course. This game is young, not even half over here in the top of the fourth. But Seattle now staked to a 4-run lead. As after a leadoff strikeout, single, home run for the Studs. And with one out and nobody on, that's going to bring up Garrett Breda. Catcher struck out swinging his first time in the third. And that's a bunt down the third baseline foul. Trying to keep Kotz honest over there at third. So Breda and then Becker. Here in the top of the fourth, four runs already home for the visiting Seattle Studs. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That ball is down low, 1-1. Green ready. Here's the 1-1 pitch, very high up around the shoulders. Looks like that one might have slipped out of the hand. Two balls and one strike now, and Yawn's going to go out and have a word, as will pitching coach Barrick Faskey. Get you some other scores here from around the major leagues today. Royals over the Indians 4-0. Pittsburgh beats up on the Mets 12-7. Cincinnati taps the Braves 3-2, that one in 10 innings. Detroit puts 15 on the White Sox, 15-5, as they scored 10 runs in the first three innings of that game. That one's in Detroit. Marlins over the Diamondbacks, 7-5. Blue Jays over the Yankees by the same score, 7-5. As I already mentioned, the Giants, 10-0 winners over the Phillies. Ty Block moves to 4-2 on the season. Now we're ready. Here's the 2-1 pitch from Green. That ball is popped straight up towards me here, over our head, and right back near the snow cone machine. About 10 feet to my left. Count is 2-2. Got to bring your glove, fans. You never know when you're going to be part of the action. Plenty of opportunities for souvenirs here. From the parking lot all the way down the left field line. That ball is down in the dirt. The breaking ball on 2-2. Unable to get Breda to chase, and the count goes full here. Three balls and two strikes, one out, nobody on here in the top of the fourth. Payoff pitch is down low, and he walked him. So Breda reaches his second time up. Now 0-1 with a base on ball, and that'll bring up Becker. Becker waited on a breaking ball nicely for a double. That was in the third inning. He would be stranded at the end of that frame. 4-1 Seattle. Green gets a foul ball back to the screen. 0-1 now. A quick first three innings here, but he's run into trouble in the fourth. Four runs home for Seattle. Still only one down here. Nothing a quick double play ground ball can't fix. One pitch to Becker, and that ball misses 1-1. Some other scores. Orioles over the Red Sox, 3-2. Cubs over the Cardinals by the same score, 3-2. One ball, one strike. That ball is popped up on the infield, should be playable. Looks like it's going to be Kotz, the third baseman, and he will make the play. Scored a pop out to number five, and there's two down.
Number
10, Landon Riker. There's Riker, eighth man to bat in the inning. Two down, runner on first. 0 for 2 thus far is the Seattle center fielder. Popped out and grounded out. First pitch in there on the outside corner. Good pitch from Green. 0-1. Rockies 4-1 over the Padres. That game in the fourth. Mariners leading the Rays. That game in the third. 5-0. Twins over the Angels. 6-0. That game in the bottom of the fourth in Anaheim. Quick throw over to first. Runner is back. The ball's one strike here. On Landon Riker. Nationals and A's also in action. Nationals leading Oakland 5-2. That game in Oakland. Fastball up around the letters. 1-1 now. Top of the 11th, extra innings in Milwaukee. Dodgers 1, Brewers 1. That was a game Kershaw started earlier tonight. So good pitcher's duel going. In the 11th inning. Astros and Rangers just underway as well in the Battle of Texas. That ball misses high, 2-1 now. Two down here in the top of the fourth. A right-hander warming down in the bullpen now for the 45s. There's the 1-1. That ball is popped up sky high on the infield. Second baseman Ahlstrom calling for it. And he's got it. That'll end the inning. Score to pop out to number four. Before runs home on a grand salami by Nick Anderson. Make it 4-1 Seattle. We head to the home half of the fourth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Reading Dance Center will present the full ballet production of The 12 Dancing Princesses, as well as a featured medley of upbeat dance pieces titled All the World's a Stage on Saturday, June 10th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Follow the story of 12 beautiful princesses as they dance throughout a secret kingdom. Watch as a handsome apprentice becomes invisible and works to solve the castle mystery. Tickets can be purchased at readingcivic.com. This is a wonderful opportunity to watch Reading talent and support your local artistic community. Bring your family and friends for a delightful encounter with music and dance.
Summer is here and you need your car running right. At Napa, they carry everything a shade tree mechanic could want, from tools to timing belts. Change your own oil? Napa has the filters, oil, and tools to make your job easier. Call any of their 7 stores to order parts or ask any questions you have. You can also order online at readingnapa.com. Napa know-how, 2304 Churn Creek Road. Call them at 222-5565.
It's the 10-year anniversary of the Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show at Turtle Bay. Enjoy a fun-filled, educational wildlife show where animals showcase their natural behaviors in a captivating and inspiring atmosphere. With new behaviors, new information, and some new animals, this year's show will thrill, captivate, and inspire you. Walk on the Wild Side is presented by Reading Bank of Commerce. Catch the show at 11 a.m. and noon, Tuesdays through Sundays at Turtle Bay, starting Saturday, May 27th. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park is an wonderful.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the fourth here at Tiger Field. Thanks for spending part of your Friday night with us here on KCNR 1460, listening to Colt 45's Baseball. 45's down 4-1. A grand slam in the top of the fourth for Seattle stakes them to that 4-1 lead. And Mitch Vito, the right-hander, gets ready to start his fourth inning of work here. 45's got him for one run in the first, but have been unable to do anything since. It's going to be the 5-6-7 hitters here for Redding. Mitch Bavaca had a fielder's choice and an RBI for the lone run of the game for the 45s in the first. It'll be Bavaca, Kotz, and Yawn. 5-6-7 against Vito. First pitch is fouled back out of play by Bavaca. Bavaca in his first start here tonight playing center field. Here's the 0-1 from Vado. That ball's down low, 1-1. Tonight's game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Beyond their job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is devoted to giving back and getting involved in our community. We strive to create positive change and a better future for children and young adults here in the North State. That's Muse Concrete for your next construction project. As the chopper hit slowly out to short, up with it and making a nice play. 6-3 on the putout, and there's one down. Bavaca retired.
Your third base.
Nicely done there by Nick Anderson.
Shane Coates.
So here's Kotz. Caught looking his first time. 0 for 1. Simpson University, a Red Hawk, playing for his college manager, Greg Catteray, here this summer. There's a fastball fouled back to the screen, 0-1. Under the lights here, beautiful, as dusk approaches. Could not ask for better conditions here on a June evening. We'll do it again tomorrow night and Sunday afternoon as well. Thanks for joining us here on KCNR 1460. Quick 0-2 there is a called strike on Kotz. Slider on the outside corner. Nice location from Vido. Brendan Yawn will hit next, the catcher. He's 0-1 with a ground out. 0-2 fastball outside, 1-2. Vado shakes off his catcher. Now gets a sign he likes. Ready with a 1-2 to Kotz. And a foul tip into the glove. That's going to be a strikeout. Two down here as we bring up Brendan Yawn.
Brendan Yawn.
Grounded out to third base his first time. Good crowd here for Friday baseball. Come down and join us just to the bottom of the fourth here. We got a good one going. 4-1, Seattle. First pitch misses low and away, 1-0. Vito gets the sign, now he winds and fires. 1-0 pitch is grounded out to shortstop, slowly hit. Big hop off the lip of the grass. Nicely done there by Anderson. 6-3 on the putout and down in order go the 45s. We head to the top of the fifth. Still 4-1 Seattle. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland. Join us Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m.
Imagine winning a brand new Ranger bass fishing boat from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. The catch of a lifetime. Cast your line and reel in the winnings at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our Fish On. Swipe to win for your chance to win a brand new Ranger boat. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn triple entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Win free slot play or prizes. Join us Thursdays at 8 p.m. 23 winners drawn for free slot play or fuel. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes. Imagine how much you and your family will enjoy reeling them in on the lakes and rivers in this fun-filled fishing boat. The more you play, the more chances you have to win. Final drawing is Thursday, June 29th. Grand prize, a brand new Ranger bass fishing boat. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino, the place to win. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the fifth here, and we've got a new pitcher for the Reading Colt 45s as Matt Green will leave with a line score of four innings pitched, four runs on six hits, and five strikeouts. And probably coming out likely for pitch count reasons here. Kyle Smith is going to be the reliever here. Right-hander out of Fort Scott College in Willard, Missouri native. So one of our Central Division guys, one of our Missouri guys this year. A lot of our team comes from California, Nevada, Oregon, Washington, Idaho, so on, Utah. But a couple guys from Missouri this year, and Kyle's a 5'11 right-hander, listed at 5'11, 190, just finished his freshman year. And that one is in there for a strike, 0-1. So Smith is going to face the 2-3-4 hitters. It's going to be Bo Archibald and Semlicker. That one misses, 1-1. Seattle sent 8 men to the plate in that 4-run fourth. Bo the only man not to hit in the frame. That one is down low, 2-1 now. He's grounded out and flown out, 0-2 on the evening. Is the third baseman for Seattle. 1-1 from Smith. That ball is grounded out to third. Kotz on the big hop. Makes a quality throw over to first. 5-3 on the putout and a quick one out for Kyle Smith in his first appearance of the season. Tonight's game brought to you by Muse Concrete, dedicated to giving back and creating a better future for children and young adults in our community. That's Muse Concrete. For over 30 years in Northern California, for your next construction project, think Muse Concrete. Proud sponsors your Colt 45s here. Smith throws one down in the dirt. 1-0. Archibald, 0-2 with two strikeouts. He's probably glad to see Matt Green gone, as he had absolutely no success striking out on balls in the dirt, both at bats. First, second ball is down low and a quick 2-0 now. From Smith. One run in the bottom of the first for the 45s. Four in the top of the fourth for Seattle, and that's where our score stands here in the top of the fifth. Smith bounces one in there. It's 3-0 now. And Yon goes out to have a word with his pitcher. As the count now 3-0. Josh Semlicker would bat next. He started that four-run rally with a single and scored on the grand slam by Anderson. 3-0 from Smith is up high, and he walked him. So one out, base runner here. That'll bring up the cleanup man. 1-2, strikeout and a single for Semlicker. Studs are managed by Barry Aiden. That first ball is fouled back to the screen by Semlicker, 0-1. Pitching coach David Benson. As much as you would expect, a lot of Oregon and Washington guys on the studs here. 0-1 from Smith. Called strike on the inside corner of the fastball and a quick 0-2 now. Quality pitch there from the right-hander. And that one misses 1-2 now on Semlicker. Semlicker, the right fielder, listed at 6'4", 205 out of Portland University. And that's a line drive into center field, a solid single. Coming up and making the play is Lavaca to keep the runner at second. But second hit in as many innings for Semlicker. The runner's on first and second now with one down. Archibald moves up 90 feet. And here's a left-handed hitting Hancock. He singled and scored as well in that four-run fourth. Smith in the stretch here. Runners on first and second, one down in a 4-1 ball game. Kicks and fires, and that one misses. $2 and two strikes here on Hancock. That ball is hit softly out to shortstop, and it's going to be caught on the fly for the second out of the inning score to line out to number six. Both runners stay put, and that'll bring up Lavelle. Two for two, two singles here for the second baseman for Seattle. And Smith one out away here from pitching around a running scoring position with less than two outs to keep this a three-run ball game. First pitch down in the dirt, good dig out by Yawn. Four runs on seven hits, two errors thus far for Seattle. One run on two hits, no errors for the 45s here in the top of the fifth. 1-0 from Smith. The ball is grounded foul down towards Barrick Fasking in the third baseline. One ball, one strike here. Smith gets the sign. Now he's ready. Here's the 1-1. Now he steps off to look the runner back to second. That's Archibald out there at second. Now he's back on the rubber, comes set. Ready with a 1-1 to Lavelle. That ball is a swing and a miss. Blew the fastball right by him. 1-2 now. Quality pitch there from Smith. Got underneath his hands with the hard one. And advantage Smith here, 1-2. Fastball up high, tried to add a little, did not offer. Two balls, two strikes, two outs now. And a big pitch coming up here to Seattle second baseman Dylan Lavelle. Smith's ready, and that ball is flown out to left. Short, but looks like it's going to be playable for Terry, and he comes in and makes the play on the run. Nicely done. The scoreless top of the fifth, and we head to the bottom of the frame. Still 4-1 Seattle. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now, they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the fifth here at Tiger Field, KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's baseball. 4-1 Seattle is the visitors leading the hometown 45s heading into the bottom half of the fifth. It's going to be the 8-9-1 hitters for your 45s. DH Ben Kerner, Second base, pardon me, shortstop Taylor Angley and first baseman Connor Fabing in that order. 8-9-1 hitters against Mitch Vito, number 8, starting his fifth inning of work. Gave up one run in the first, and that's been it. He is the pitcher of record following this inning. Starter Matt Green went four innings for the 45s, gave up four runs. Kyle Smith relieved him and threw a scoreless top of the fifth. So here's Kerner, struck out his first time, 0 for 1, watches one inside, 1-0. Game one of a three-game series. We'll do it again here tomorrow night at 7:15. First pitch right here on KCNR 1460. And a 2 p.m. matinee for the getaway game on Sunday. 1-0 pitch, fouled back out of play by Kerner, 1-1. Tonight's game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Beyond their job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is devoted to giving back and getting involved in our community. We strive to create positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. That's Muse Concrete. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s. 1-1 pitch is down low from Kerner. Good take. Two balls, one strike. Seattle native Ben Kerner here. Fouls one off to the side, and now it's 2-2.
I didn't even need the sound effect.
Another one of our guys from Concordia. Good battle going here to lead off the bottom of the fourth. 45s need to get something going here. Still plenty of time. Just the bottom of the fifth, but they need to get some offense going here against starter Dylan Vito. Pardon me, Mitch Vito. That ball misses down low. Another good take there by Kerner, and he's worked it back full. Shortstop Angley on deck. He will hit next. He's acquitted himself well in the field thus far today, 0 for 1 at the plate. Vito steps off. Now he's ready. He winds, here's the payoff pitch, and called third strike. He is set down looking, and that'll be the first out of the inning. Here's Taylor Angley.
Let's make some noise.
Angley grounded out to third base his first time. Here at the ballpark, we have a tradition called the Frozen Fifth. Whenever the visiting team is held scoreless in the top of the fifth, as they were tonight, discount ice cream for the rest of the inning. Analogous to our beer batter promotion, but Kyle Smith able to throw a scoreless top of the fifth, so thus a line has assembled over at the snack bar for the Frozen Fifth tradition here at Tiger Field. 1-0 count on Angley. And a fastball in there for a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out, nobody on here. In a pitcher's duel here thus far, only one big hit in the game, but it was a big one. Grand slam in the top of the fourth. It takes Seattle to a 4-1 lead. There's the 1-1 to Angley. That ball's down in the dirt, 2-1 now. Giants big winners earlier today, 10-0. Behind Ty Block, gets his fourth win of the year. Warriors big winners last night by 22 over the Cavs in game one of the NBA Finals. Here's a 2-1 pitch. Now to Angley. Swinging and a miss on a fastball down at the knees. Good location there from Vito. It's 2-2. On deck, top of the lineup, Fabing. He's reached twice on an error, both times to the shortstop, Nick Anderson. Scored the lone run of the ballgame in the first. Also stolen a base. Two balls, two strikes now. Foul ball out of play once again. We'll line up and get another 2-2 pitch.
And that was a hood.
Angley, the former Enterprise Hornet, now at Christian Brothers University. Listed at 5'10", 180. He's played second base and shortstop. Shortstop tonight. That's a pitch down low and a good take. He's worked it back full. And a good at bat here, extracting a lot of pitches here from Mitch Vito, who has been sharp.
Get on, just get on.
72 pitches thus far through 4 1/3 for Vito. That one misses, and he walked him. So good at bat there from Angley. One out base runner for the 45s.
Your first baseman, Connor Fabing.
Fabing reached on an error and scored in the first, reached on an error, stole a base, and was stranded at third in the third, officially 0 for 2. So third time through the lineup now here for the 45s. And for the left-handed hitting, Fabing, a runner on, and he'll get to see Vito out of the stretch. For the first time here tonight. Under the lights here at Tiger Field. Absolutely perfect night for baseball as we approach 9 o'clock here in the bottom of the fifth. 45's trying to get something going here in the home half. Trailing by 3. First pitch of the at-bat is outside, 1-0. Under tonight's game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Pre-game brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. TurtleBay.org for hours and information. Our thanks to all of our friends down there at Turtle Bay. 1-0 pitch now from Vito, and that ball is a swing and a miss. Got him to chase one down below the zone. One ball, one strike. Alstrom on deck. He's doubled and struck out 1 for 2 in his first start of the season. Playing second base. That's a called strike there on Fabing, and it's quick 1-2 now. Fastball at the knees. Watched it go by. Outfield playing him to go the other way. Infield pretty much straight up. But having grounded to short twice, they're playing him to go the other way. Here's a 1-2 from Vito. Runner goes. Hard hit ground ball in the first baseline. Just foul. Maybe foul by about a foot, foot and a half at the most.
Our VIP pavilion down the third baseline. We have Taylor Motors, GMC Buick Cadillac, family owned and operated since 1968. Taylor Motors, GMC Buick Cadillac has something for everyone. Go, Colt 45.
Count remains 1-2 here on Fabing. He turned on a fastball there and laced it down the line, but just foul. Into the right field foul territory. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Vito fires in a chopper foul just behind the plate. Had to fight off a good pitch there, and he did. Meeting at the mound here. Fabing, as I mentioned, 1 for 4 on Sunday night with a single. Also was 1 for 4 and had a walk on Saturday night. At a CSU Monterey Bay. Here's the 1-2 now from Vito. And a fly ball hit out to center. Reasonably well hit, but playable. And making the play out there is the center fielder, Riker. 2 down now. Scored a fly out to number 8 if you're scoring at home, and that'll bring up Alstrom. Alstrom doubled his first at bat of the season in the first inning. Struck out in the third, 1 for 2. Alstrom listed at 6'3", 195, right-handed hitter. Watches a strike on the inside corner with a raking ball, 0-1. Good front door slider action there from Vito. 2 down, runner on first here in the bottom of the fifth. 45's trailing by 3 to the Seattle Studs. 0-1 pitch to Ahlstrom. And that one gets away back to the backstop. Moving up to second is Angley. So a pass ball or a wild pitch. We'll see how they want to score that. Nonetheless, a free 90 feet for the 45s. And now a runner in scoring position to possibly chip away at this lead with a two-out hit. Ahlstrom smoked a double down the right field line his first time up. A single here would probably score the speedy Angley out at second. Heart of the lineup coming up, should he prolong the inning further. Jackson Murphy, the number three hitter, would be next. One ball, one strike here to Ahlstrom. Chopper to the left side. It's not very well hit. Low throw, and he's going to scoop it out and make the play. Nice job there at first on a low throw. Scored 5-3 on the putout, and that'll end the inning. One man left. We head to the top of the sixth. Seattle leads 4-1. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Reading's Electric Utility. Consider replacing incandescent light bulbs in your home with energy-efficient LED light bulbs. LED bulbs use up to 75% less energy, generate no heat, last up to 25 times longer than incandescent bulbs, and offer comparable or better light quality than other types of lighting. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Top of the sixth here at Tiger Field, 4-1 Seattle. Nick Anderson leads off, and he hits a stinging single up the middle, preferable to his last at-bat when he unloaded for a grand slam and all four RBIs for Seattle. He leads off this inning with a single off of Kyle Smith. That'll bring up Garrett Breda. He's struck out and drew a walk. So Anderson leads off with a hit. Instantly into the stretch is Kyle Smith, the right-hander out of Missouri. First pitch down low, 1-0 to Breda. 7-8-9 hitters here. Breda, the catcher, number 8 hitter, shows bunt, takes a strike, 1-1 one strike now. Pulled it back and wants to go right through the zone. Matt Becker, who's 1-for-2 with a double, is on deck. He will hit next. 2-0 no strikes now. Smith gets the sign from Yon. Showing bunt again. That ball is down in the dirt. And it's going to kick away from Yon and a free 90 feet. No need to sacrifice now. As evidently one of those with a called strike was misdiagnosed by me. Where I'm seeing 3-0 out there on the board. So a runner on second now with nobody out. Kotz, the third baseman, comes in even with the bag at third. That ball is down in the dirt. And it's 3-1 now. As we did have a called strike earlier in the at-bat, it was just missed. Misposted there, nonetheless. No harm done. 3-1. The count here with first base open to the number 8 hitter, Breda. Smith fires, and that ball is down low, and he walked him. So a single and a walk, and they've got a rally going here to start the top of the sixth. So here's Becker, doubled in the third, popped out in the fourth. He's one for two. Becker in left field here tonight, batting left-handed against Kyle Smith. First pitch is down low for ball 1-0. Smith in his second inning of work here in relief of Matt Green. Trying to keep this a three-run ball game here in the top of the sixth. Here's the 1-0. That ball is bunted down the first baseline, and it's a good one. And it looks like it kicked foul. Looked like it hit the lip of the grass there. It was right down the first baseline. Looked like a good one, but it kicks foul. 1-1 now. Nobody out, runner on first and second. Fabing at first base, playing behind the runner, so perhaps that induced the bunt attempt down the first base line, but the first baseman playing back now comes up even with the bag. I keep the runner honest there, and he's going to show bunt again, and he bunts it foul behind the plate. So 1-2. Becker unable to get it down in two consecutive attempts here. And now it's a pitcher's count, 1-2 for Smith. Under the lights here at Tiger Field, 45's trailing 4-1. The visiting Seattle, Cheney Studs. That ball misses low and away. It's 2-2. Kicks away from Yon, but both runners are going to stay put. Big pitch coming up here for Kyle Smith. Nobody down in the bullpen. This is his inning for the time being. The 2-2. And just a bit outside, 3-2 now. As from 1-2, he's worked it all the way back full. Smith ready now with a 3-2. Here's the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, and he struck out, and there is no throw over to first, as he cannot advance to first when there are first and second. So it'll be a swinging strikeout for Becker. But as the ball kicked away from Yon, both runners will advance. So runners on second and third now with one down. And the top of the lineup, Landon Riker. Two pop-outs and a ground out.
Athletics 2, top of the bottom of the 12th, Dodgers 2, Brewers 1.
Bases loaded, or pardon me, second and third now with one out for Riker. Pop out, ground out, pop out, 0 for 3 for the center fielder and leadoff hitter. First pitch in there for a strike, 0-1, fastball in the outside corner. Smith quickly ahead. Infield has been brought in now to try and knock down anything hard hit and keep those runners at bay. 0-1 from Smith. Breaking ball down low. Did he offer? No, he did not. Able to check his swing. Was Riker 1-1. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Beyond their job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is devoted to giving back and getting involved in our community, striving to create positive change and a better future for children and young adults. That's Muse Concrete. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s here on the radio. Fastball foul back to the screen. It's 1-2. On Riker, 45s have done a good job keeping the top two men in the lineup off base. Combined 0 for 6 are the top two men in the lineup. Another 1-2 from Smith. Oh, a slider, and he just got a piece of it out in front. Fouled it back to the screen. We'll line up and do it again here. Two runners in scoring position with one down in the top of the sixth. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Smith again, and a ground ball to third, and that's going to squeak through the infield. Two runs are going to score without a throw. as running on the play, running on contact was the runner at second. Two run single for Riker, his first hit of the ball game, and it's 6-1 Seattle. Anderson and Breda score. Nice piece of hitting there by Riker. He's 1-for-4 now on the evening with a couple of runs batted in. Runner on first now with one down. He's going to go on the pitch, and the pitch is down in the dirt. Great pitch to steal on as Yon did well just to keep that one in front of him. No chance to even make a throw. Stolen base for Riker. Sometimes you pick the right pitch to run on. Doesn't matter if you're fast or not. He stole that one easily. Here's the 1-0, and that's a fastball a little bit below the knees. 2-0 now. Hitters count here for Bo. He's grounded out twice and flown out once, 0-for-3. Left-handed pitcher Dominic Tating warming up in the bullpen for the 45s, number 12. Had a relief appearance in the Santa Rosa series last weekend. That one misses down low as well. Now 3-0. As Smith having a hard time finding the range here in the sixth. Take sign probably on here for Bo. And Smith fires a strike. Kyle Smith to Kyle Bo. That one is in there. 3-1 now. Runner on second with one down. 45 is just trying to keep this one close. They trail 6-1 as two more have crossed here in the sixth. 3-1 count is down low, and he walked him. So Bo reaches. And the stolen base.
Number 33, Lauren Archibald.
Now essentially moot, as he would have gotten the second on the walk anyway, and Barrick Faskin going to come out and have a word with Kyle Smith. Looks like this might be a conversational meeting rather than a transactional meeting. It looks like Smith is going to be left in to face Lauren Archibald. Archibald struck out his first two times up. Those were against Matt Green. Drew a walk in the fifth against Smith. 0-for-2 officially. Home plate umpire Matt Smith. Pardon me. Home plate umpire John Smith comes out to break up the powwow at the mound. So the situation looks like this. First and second for Seattle. One down. And it's the number three hitter, Lauren Archibald. First baseman. Left-handed hitter. With one down. Archibald, 6'2", 230 out of Renton, Washington, pardon me. Called strike there. Plays it at University of Oklahoma. So a Sooner playing quite a ways from home playing his college ball there, but Oklahoma, great program. Takes a called strike on one. Called strike two, fastball on the outside corner, and two good pitches there from Smith. And a quick 0-2 on Archibald. Middle infielder's a double play depth now. With runners on first and second. Smith gets the sign from Yon. Now he's ready with the 0-2. Fastball up and away. Couldn't get him to chase. One ball, two strikes. Smith would love to roll a double play, but he'd certainly settle for a strikeout here. One ball, two strikes. Five-run ball game, 45's trailing. Swing and a miss. Got him on a fastball up around the shoulders, and he chased it. Archibald down on strikes for the third time in four at-bats. Four plate appearances, I should say. 0-for-3, three strikeouts and a walk. And with two down, that'll bring up Semlicher. He singled each of his last two times, singled in the fourth and the fifth, came around to score in the fourth. 2-for-3 on the evening. Those first two at-bats against Matt Green, single last inning against Smith. First pitch misses below the knees, 1-0. So two down here, and an important batter. Cleanup hitter, Semlicker. Trying to keep this game right where it is. A 6-1 deficit for the hometown 45s. 1-0 pitch is fouled back down the right side into the netting, 1-1. Reminder, game two of the series will be tomorrow night, 7:15, right here on KCNR, the matinee Sunday game at 2 p.m. for the getaway game for our visitors. Try to make the weekend games a little earlier and make that drive home less arduous. Fastball below the knees misses, 2-1 now. Smith comes set. Here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss. He got a fastball by him underneath the hands. Good velocity there, and it's 2-2. Fans pulling for a strikeout here. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Smith gets a sign from Jan, comes set. He's ready now with the 2-2. And that is a fly ball deep to right field. Going back. Murphy is not going to get there. It's going to be off the wall on a bounce. One run's going to score. Here comes the throw in, and they're going to hold the runner at third. That's going to be a one-run double deep into right field by Semlicker. Third hit in four at-bats. Call it an RBI double. And it's 7-1. Riker scores on the well-hit ball over the head of Jackson Murphy in right field. Good opposite field power there. And Greg Catteray is going to come out and get Kyle Smith, and that'll be all for the right-hander. We'll take a short 60-second break. We'll be right back with more Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460.
Powerhouse Solar has been putting the sun to work for you since 2003. And now, Powerhouse Solar has been named a SunPower Elite Dealer. That means Powerhouse Solar has joined a network of more than 1,800 solar companies worldwide that sell, install, and service SunPower products. So is it a big deal? Yeah, it is. To earn Elite Dealer accreditation, a SunPower dealer must achieve a 90% or greater customer satisfaction score on past installations and successfully complete two advanced certification courses in topics like the installation and design of a high-efficiency SunPower system, and Powerhouse Solar has done that and gone well above it. Powerhouse Solar selected for their commitment to providing customers with outstanding service and delivering the most effective and reliable solar technology that is available. Powerhouse handles every step of the solar process, including system design, installation, and maintenance, as well as financing, permitting, and rebate processing. There's a bunch of it. They know it. They're experts. Call today, 275-5600. That's 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
New pitcher for the Reading Colt 45s. It's going to be left-hander number 12, Dominic Tating. Tating making his second appearance here on the season. Both in relief. The left-hander, 5'9", 165 out of Taft College, native of Los Molinos, California. He comes in with two outs here in the top of the sixth in relief of Kyle Smith. Smith, 1.2 innings, one strikeout, four hits. He is responsible for the inherited runners here. So Tating comes in trying to keep the damage here to three, is four in the fourth, three in the sixth have been the extent of the scoring for Seattle. They lead 7-1. 45s pushed across one run in the bottom of the first, but have been yet to do anything since against Mitch Vito, the right-hander, who's thrown five innings of one-run ball thus far. But Tating, left-handed pitcher, going to come in, and it's going to be a lefty-on-lefty matchup. Brennan Hancock, lined out his last time. He's 1-for-3, singled and scored in the fourth. He's also struck out once. So manager Greg Catteray, a lefty reliever himself, brings in the southpaw for the lefty-on-lefty matchup here to try and get out of this top of the sixth. First pitch misses outside, 1-0 from Tating. Gets a sign from Jan. Here's the 1-0, and that ball is fouled back over our heads here. 1-1. Tating actually led off and played center field in the opener a week ago tonight. Went 2-for-4, scored twice, and had 2 RBI. Was also hit by a pitch. So on base all night. No one-trick pony coming out of the bullpen. He can handle the bat as well. 1-1 pitches up high. 2-1 now. Part of that 8-4 victory last Friday night at the top of the lineup. Two balls, one strike now on Hancock. Tating fires that ball. Has popped out of play again. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here. Dominic Tating just in to face the lefty. Trying to get to the bottom of the sixth here without any further damage. Runners on second and third and two down. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Down low, and it kicks away from Yon. Runner's coming home, and Yon can't find the ball. And now it's back to the screen. He's going to score without a throw. Both runners move up. Bo scores on the play. Semlicker over to third. And the count is now full with a runner on third. It's 8-1. Second four-run inning in the last three. 4 in the fourth, 4 here in the sixth for Seattle. Tating looks like he wants to go to the windup now with just a runner on third and two down. He kicks and fires. The payoff pitch is popped out of play. Just reached out and poked that one foul over the home dugout. Over towards the beer garden over our left shoulder here. Count remains 3-2. We'll line up and do it one more time. And all Seattle here tonight. 45's jumped out to a 1-0 lead. But 4 in the fourth and 4 in the sixth here. That ball is fly down the left field line, foul. Not going to be playable for Terry as it's over towards the pavilion seating. Taylor Motors GMC Buick with the VIP pavilion down the third baseline. Up to 50 guests. You get a ticket, you get a meal, you get an entire fan experience there. Contact Reading Colt 45s for more information on VIP pavilion seating. Another payoff pitch, and it misses down and in, and Tating walked him. So Hancock draws a walk, and there's runners on first and third now. And that'll bring up Dylan Lavelle. He'll be the ninth man to bat in the inning as Seattle has batted around here in the sixth. Two down and runners at the corners, Tating. Facing the right-hander, Dylan Lavelle. That ball is fouled back out of play, 0-1. Lavelle has singled twice and flown out 2-for-3. He's also scored once. Oh-1 pitch here from Tating. Inside corner for a strike and a quick 0-2. Nice location there from the lefty. Lavelle gave up on that one early, and it found the inside half of the plate. Quick 0-2 now on the second baseman. Runner being held on at first by Fabing. 0-2 is up and away. 1-2 now. Tating still in the driver's seat here. 1-2. On the right-hander, Lavelle. Pitch is way up high, easy take up around his eyes. Looked like a breaking ball that didn't break. It's 2-2 now. Here's the 2-2. Swinging a foul tip back into the mask. Brendan Yawn. And count remains 2-2 now. Good cut there by Lavelle. Good battle here from Tating. And Dylan Lavelle started 0-2. It's now 2-2. With two down here in the top of the sixth. Taking on in relief of Kyle Smith. Another 2-2. And up and away, it's a full count now. And that runner on first base will get a head start with two down in the full count. Fabing now steps off the bag. Not holding the runner on. Here's the full count pitch. Up and away, and he walked him. So all the way back from 0-2, and he works the walk. And the bases are now loaded.
Number 20, Nick Anderson, your beer batter.
Nick.
Nick strikes out in this inning. Beer, $1 off.
So that'll bring up Nick Anderson, the beer batter. He has not obliged the fans here tonight. In fact, he's been a one-man wrecking crew. Had a grand slam in the fourth. The last time he had the bases loaded, he steps in again here with the bases loaded, this time with two outs.
Your car's been hit three times outside here. She parked right behind us.
Anderson, 2-for-3, he's flown out, had that grand slam in the fourth, also singled and scored to start this inning. This is his second at bat here in the sixth, as he's the 10th man to bat in the frame for the visitors. He'll face left-hander Dominic Tating. First pitch is fouled back out of play over our heads, 0-1. Righty on lefty matchup here is Tating. Trying to get the final out of the top half of the sixth. Here's the 0-1 to Anderson. Foul. That ball is flied out to center. Should be playable. But Vaca coming in, and he's going to make the play, and that'll end the inning. So 10 men coming to the plate, 4 men score. It's now 8-1 in Seattle. We head to the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's time to celebrate with Anderson Explodes, Pam Tillis and Amy Clausen on July 3rd at the Shasta District Fair. Brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, Redding Kia, Sierra Pacific Industries, KRCR, Chronic Disaster Services, and this radio station. Admission is free, so come on down. Gates open at 4 p.m. Music starts at 7:30. Fireworks at 10 p.m. Food and drinks are available, including the annual 4-H FFA barbecue. Parking is just $4. See you July 3rd at Anderson Explodes.
A true tribute band comprised of the best musicians and performers specializing in a complete Eagles concert production. Join us Friday, June 16th at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Life in the Fast Lane. The songs of the Eagles live in the event center. This group's spot-on tribute will have you believing you're hearing the Eagles. They let the images of the songs they perform, no frills, speak for themselves. This is good, simple music. So take it easy as you drive down Life in the Fast Lane. Past the witchy woman looking into her lying eyes. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets $12.50 each or a table of 10, $100. Don't miss the chance to see Life in the Fast Lane. The songs of the Eagles. The ultimate Eagles tribute band experience turns Wind River Resort and Casino into Hotel California. Friday, June 16th. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better. Concerts are better at the River.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the sixth here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460. 45's got their work cut out for them here. They trail 8-1 in the bottom of the sixth. New pitcher for the visiting Seattle Studs. We'll get you that information as it becomes available. So that'll close the book on Mitch Vido. He went 5 innings of 1-run ball. He is the pitcher of record and stands to get the win here tonight, barring a huge comeback by the 45s. But the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, and it'll be the 3-4-5 hitters, heart of the lineup here to get it started for the 45s in the sixth. 12 outs to score, 7 runs. Crazier things have happened.
Yeah, pitching for the Studs.
And hopefully it'll happen here tonight. Murphy, Terry, and Bavaca. In that order, your right fielder, left fielder, and center fielder. 3-4-5 hitters tonight. Murphy's 1-for-1. He's singled. Drew a walk his first time.
Now playing second base for the Studs, Cam McGrath.
Update here. We got a new second baseman for Seattle as well. Cam McGrath out of Everett Community College is going to be the new second baseman. Just about ready to get started here in the bottom of the sixth. Tonight's game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Beyond their job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is devoted to giving back and getting involved in our community, striving to create positive change and a better future for children and young adults here in Northern California. That's Muse Concrete. For your next construction project, think Muse. Murphy now steps in. Third plate appearance here of the night. Walked in the first, singled in the third. First pitch up high, 1-0. Ball very high up above his head, 2-0 now with the fastball. Right-hander in the game for Seattle is number 30, Ferrante. Hard-throwing right-hander here. Misses up and away, 3-0 now on Murphy. And you got to figure the take sign's going to be on here. Down 7 in the sixth. Ferrante fires, and that one's up around his eyes. And a four-pitch walk to start the inning. And the fans give a cheer here. Hoping for a
number 28, Isaiah Terry.
Hoping for a crooked number up on the scoreboard. Trailing 8-1 here. Here's Terry. Terry 0 for 2. He struck out and grounded into a double play. Big hole on the right side with Murphy on first. Fastball on the outside corner. And that one's closer to 90 than 85 by the looks of it. Good velocity here from Ferrante, even if he can't always put it where he wants to, at least thus far. 0-1 on Terry. Another fastball, a little bit high, 1-1 now. Vavaca on deck. He's got a fielder's choice and an RBI, 0-2 officially. But with the lone RBI of the game, your center fielder on deck, he will hit next. 1-1 on Isaiah Terry. That ball kicks away from the catcher, and Murphy takes a couple steps towards second but thinks better of it. Jumping on it quickly was Breda. 2-1 now. Ferrante in the stretch. Now he's ready. Here's the 2-1 to Terry. That ball is popped straight up, but foul over towards the stands here, and it's going to bounce off the back row. And one fan reaches out and barehands it with no apparent difficulty. Well played there by the fan in the front row. Catching the carom. Looked like Terry broke his bat on that one. So with 2 balls and 2 strikes now, he'll get a new piece of lumber. Nobody out here, bottom of the sixth. After a leadoff walk, it's 2-2 on Isaiah Terry now. Right fielder playing way over towards the gap, giving Terry the line. And a slider very high, 3-2 now. As Terry actually ducked down on that one, and for the 6-4 left fielder, you got to throw it pretty high to get him to duck. Full count now. Here's the payoff pitch from Ferrante. That ball's down in the dirt. He swings and misses. And he is out as there was already a runner on first. But a fastball down in the dirt. Terry chases. Moving up to second, though, is Jackson Murphy on the pass ball. And there's one out here. That'll bring up Bavaca. A fielder's choice ground out to second base. Drove in the first run of the ballgame, the only run of the ballgame for the 45s. And he grounded out to short in the fourth, 0 for 2 officially. He's got an RBI chance here. Runner on second is Jackson Murphy, one down. For the right-handed hitting Bavaca. Out of Concordia. Swings and fouls a fastball back out of play towards the parking lot, 0-1. Shane Kotz on deck. He will hit next.
Your center fielder, number 29, Mitch Bavaca.
No balls, one strike here on the 45 center fielder. Murphy with a modest lead out at second. Shortstop shading in behind him. Big hole on the left side now. That's a curveball down in the dirt. Good take. Is that one dropped right out of the strike zone? 1-1 now. Bavaca also out of Concordia, so you're 4 and 5 hitters tonight. College teammates as well. Here's the 1-1 from Ferrante. That's a hard hit line ball up the middle. That's going to be a single. Coming around to score is Murphy. Here comes the throw home. They are not going to cut it. He's going to make it easily. Moving up to second on the throw. RBI single, Mitch Bavaca. Single.
Third baseman, number 35, Shane Coates.
So Murphy scores. It's 8-2. And for the first time since the first inning, 45's on the board here. And still in business as he took second base on the throw home. So Bavaca out at second in scoring position. And Shane Coates, the third baseman, out of Simpson. Steps in an RBI chance here. 0 for 2 so far tonight. First pitch from Ferrante is back to the dugout. And Bavaca, with a heads up base running there, made it down to third. There was a throw as the ball bounced right back to the catcher, Breda, off of the backstop. But Bavaca, with good instincts there, taking the easy 90 feet. He's at third base now with one down. Any number of ways to score here for the 45s. 1-0 count on Kotz. Ferrante fires. That's in there for a strike, 1-1. Good fastball in the outside corner from the big right-hander. Right-hander and a left-hander warming up down the Seattle bullpen. Nobody down in the 45, so you got to think Tating's probably going to start the seventh as well. One ball, one strike. Fouled back by Kotz to the screen. 1-2 now. Late on the fastball there. Brendan Yawn on deck. He would hit next. Kotz looking for his first hit of the ball game here. But really anything that would bring that home runner home from third, they'd probably trade it out for a run here, being just the bottom of the sixth. Here's a 1-2 count on Kotz, and a slider way up high ends up around his eyeballs, and he ducks down out of the way, 2-2. Number 6 hitter in the lineup, Shane Kotz here. In a big spot, looking to chip away at this lead here. Swing and a miss. He got him to chase one down in the dirt, and he is at down on strikes. So unable to pick up that runner down at third, and there's two down now for Yawn.
Number 24, Brendan Yawn.
Yawn looking to reach for his first time tonight. He's grounded to third and grounded to short, 0 for 2. Bavaca's still waiting out there at second following his RBI single. Hoping to be the third run of the game here for the 45s. First pitch of the at-bat is down low. Skips past the catcher. We're going to have a play at the plate. Here comes the throw. He is saved. Ferrante unable to catch it. It was a bang-bang play right at home. Great hustle there by Bavaca. as he made something happen there with his legs and picks up his teammate, Shane Kotz, by scoring on the pass ball. Aggressive base running there by the 45s. And the lead is now 8-3. To 1-0 count on Brendan Yawn, and now there's nobody on base with two down. Ferrante pitching exclusively from the stretch, even without runners on base. The 1-0 to Yawn. That ball's down in the dirt as well, as he's perhaps lost his arm angle a little bit. He's been down in the dirt the last several pitches. 2-0 now. Ben Kerner on deck. He would bat next. 0-2 as well on the evening. 2-0 to Yawn. Hard hit ground ball to third. Up with it. And a low throw to first and scooped out there. Nicely done. Bailing out his third baseman. That'll end the inning. But two runs home. 45s cut the lead to 8-3. We head to the top of the seventh. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
There's an older animal at Haven Humane who lost his loving home just waiting for you to come rescue him. PALS Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion, and right now Blindsided is making a donation to this fund with every window covering order. Donations to this fund continue to provide homes for these older pets and honor the memory of this amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 10 years ago.
For window coverings, contact Blindsided today at 945-3969.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the seventh here at Tiger Field, 8-3 Seattle. The visitors with the lead, but 45s with two runs in the bottom of the sixth to cut the lead down to five. Dominic Tading starting his first full inning of work here. He came on to get the final out in the top of the sixth. Four runs in the fourth, four in the sixth for the visitors to get their eight runs. One in the first and two in the bottom of the sixth for your hometown 45s. And Tading, as I mentioned, starting his first full inning of work here. It's going to be the 8-9-1 hitters as Seattle sent 10 men to the plate en route to scoring four runs last inning. Tading will face the 8-9-1 hitters here. First pitch is up high with a fastball, 1-0. Breda, 0-1 with a strikeout. He's also walked twice. Came around to score last inning after drawing a walk. So one official plate appearance. The ball misses down 2-0. It'll be Breda, Becker, and then the top of the lineup, Landon Riker. Wind-up, here's the 2-0 from Tading. That ball is popped up on the infield. Looks like it's playable out there at second base for Ahlstrom, drifting into shallow right, and he'll make the play. Pop out to number four, and there's one out. That'll bring up Matt Becker. Doubled in the third. He's popped out and struck out. 1-for-3 on the night is the left-handed hitting number left fielder.
Matt Becker.
This will be his first at-bat against Tading. One out, nobody on here. Breaking ball drops in there for a strike, 0-1. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Beyond their job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is devoted to giving back and getting involved in our community. We strive to create positive change and a better future for children and young adults here in the North State. That's Muse Concrete for over 30 years. Part of the North State, proud to sponsor your Colt 45s here on the radio. 0-1 pitch from Tading, and he hit him. So Becker draws the hit by pitch, our first hit batsman of the game, and with one out, there's a runner on first. Tading will go back into the stretch, face the top of the lineup, and Riker. Riker, 1-for-4, had a two-run single his last at-bat. Also stole the base, came around to score in that four-run sixth. First pitch from Tating up high, 1-0. Tating, the third pitcher of the night here for the 45s. Runner goes, and a great jump there at first base. Not even a throw from Yon. As it looked like he was going on first movement there, and Tating, who is not the quickest guy to the plate, with a big leg kick, gives up the steal easily. And Becker standing out there 180 feet from home plate, 1-1 now, with one down. So that takes away the force and the double play. And the 1-1 pitch, a breaking ball, very high, easy take there, and it's 2-1. Tating losing the command there on that pitch a little bit. On deck, Kyle Bowe. Walked and scored his last time up. Two balls, one strike, sir. Tating in the stretch, staring down Landon Riker. Under the lights here at Tiger Field in the bottom of the top of the seventh, pardon me. That's a foul ball straight back towards the parking lot.
Perfect timing.
Two balls and two strikes now. Somebody's car alarm gets set off by a foul ball there. Gates open at 6:30. Get here early. You get one of the parking spots that's not in the splash zone. Plus, you get to watch warm-ups. Swing and a miss. He got him. High fastball there from Tating, and Riker went out of the zone and obliged him.
Number six, Kyle Bowe.
First strike out of the game for Tating. And first strike out of Riker. He's 1-for-5 now on the night. Here's Kyle Bowe with two down and runner on second. So Tating allowed a one-out hit batsman and a stolen base. But he's one out away here from stranding that runner and keeping the lead right where it is. 8-3, Seattle, here in the top of the seventh. First pitch here to Bowe. Down in the dirt, kicks away from Yon, but towards the third base side. Not far away enough for the runner to make a break for third. 1-0. Our new mascot making the rounds here, Homer. Bring all the kids. Fun for the whole family here. We got stuff between innings for the kids. Got laser tag in the park here as well. Fun for the whole family here. Just $5 a ticket all season long. $3 a ticket for our fans, 62 and over. High fly ball into shallow right. Playable there for Murphy, and he will make the play. And that'll end the inning. Runner stranded. Scoreless top of the seventh. We head to the bottom of the seventh. 8-3 Seattle. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hello, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I wanted to say thank you to our amazing community for welcoming the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard to Reading Rodeo Week 2017. I especially want to thank these individuals for their support. Crown Motors, Holiday Harbor, Smoke and Joe's, Dill's Deli, Vince Stevenson, Stevenson Firearm and Ammo, Ted Leidy, Northern Firearm Instruction, Sergeant Casey Day, Anderson Police Department, Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR, and I especially want to thank Gordon and Debbie Bach. And until next year, as always, remember, everyone deployed, Semper Fi.
Summer's On Us sales event continues at Reading Kia, and the deals are so good.
Today, get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, Souls, and Fortes.
And Kia Motors will make your first two payments.
That's right. Summer's On Us continues at Reading Kia, where every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and America's best warranty.
If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, come visit Reading Kia today.
0% financing for 66 months, no payments for 5 months, and Kia Motors makes your first two payments.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, have a great summer.
On approval of credit plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summers on Us. Offer 0% for 66 months is $15.16 per $1,000 financed.
Sale ends July 10th. Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, Reading. Facebook, YouTube.
ReadingKia.com.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, June 16th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Wings of Summer Butterflies opens at Turtle Bay for a limited engagement again this summer. From May 1st through June 18th, you can observe hundreds of butterflies in our newly updated Tranquil Enclosed Butterfly House. Up to 32 species of butterflies will arrive as chrysalis and will eclose in the butterfly house. And you can witness the magical experience or even release your own butterfly for just $1. The Butterfly House is open daily starting Saturday, May 6th. Wings of Summer Butterflies is presented by the McConnell Foundation. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park is Isn't it wonderful?
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Bottom of the seventh here at Tiger Field. Colt 45's trailing 8-3. It's going to be the 8-9-1 hitters due up against new pitcher Bryson Allen, a left-hander for Seattle. And the first hitter, Ben Kerner, pops out to second base. A little flare out to shallow center. The second baseman tracks down. One out, nobody on here, and that's going to bring up Taylor Angley, the shortstop. 0-for-1, he drew a walk his last time. He's also grounded out. Bryson Allen, a 6-1 left-hander from Federal Way, Washington. Plays his college ball at Everett Community College up there. That's a fastball near the outside corner, but misses 2-0.
Garden will be closing at the end of this inning. Last call for alcohol.
One out, nobody on here. Swing and a miss on a fastball there. It's 1-1. Connor Fabing on deck. He's been on base twice, reached on an error twice. Also stole a base. Officially 0-for-3. He's flown out as well. One ball, one strike here. On Angley, the shortstop tonight. That one misses down low, 2-1. Reminder, game two of the series will be brought to you 7:15 p.m. first pitch tomorrow night right here on KCNR 1460. And the matinee game Sunday at 2 p.m. Called strike on the outside corner on a 3-1 pitch, 3-2 now from the lefty Allen. 2 p.m. matinee start on Sunday, so you can watch the NBA Finals game, too. That dovetails nicely. Payoff pitch here and a chopper foul. Looks like he might have swung a ball four there below the knees, but stays alive. We'll line up and do it again.
Get on base. Get on base.
Matt Green started the game, went four innings, gave up four runs. That's a ground ball down the third baseline foul. A four-run sixth inning made it 8-1. A two-run bottom of the sixth cut the lead to 8-3. 45's trying to get something going here in the seventh. They've got eight outs left to make five runs. Another payoff pitch here to Angley. Swing and a miss. He got him on a fastball up around the letters. And there's two down. That'll bring up Connor Fabing. Out of CSU Monterey Bay.
Your first baseman, number 16, Connor Fabing. Still have tri-tip sandwiches available.
So here's Fabing, lefty on lefty matchup against Allen. With nobody on and two out. And he watches a fastball in the outside corner. 0-1. Tonight's game brought to you by Muse Concrete, striving to create positive change and a better future for children and young adults in our community. That's Muse Concrete. Proud sponsors your Colt 45s for your next construction project. Think Muse Concrete. Proud sponsors your Colt 45s. 0-1 pitches down in the dirt. He swings and misses. It's quick 0-2 here on Fabing. Allen wasted no time. Comes after him with the 0-2. That is outside. 1-2. Pitcher's pitch. Didn't get it. Alstrom on deck. 1-for-3 with a double. Should the inning continue here? 1-2 from Allen. And that ball is hit high to shallow right field, but playable. Coming in and making the play for the out. And that'll end the inning. So no runs here as the 45s go down in order. We hit at the top of the eighth, still 8-3 Seattle. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Time for a wardrobe update? Check in with the ladies of Dandelion. They can help you with all of your fashion needs, from designer jewelry to the latest jeans. They have you covered head to toe. Stop in for a personal touch with fabulous stylists who greet you at the door. Dandelion Boutique in the heart of downtown Reading, 1322 Pine Street, or give them a call, 247-1292. That's Dandelion, unique gifts and clothing.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Top of the eighth here, Colt 45's trailing 8-3. Dominic Tating starting his second full inning of work. Got the final out of the sixth through a scoreless seventh. And he starts the eighth here with a strike to Lauren Archibald. 8-3 Seattle, but it's been a night to forget for Archibald. Three strikeouts to go along with a walk. Called strike on the outside corner in a quick 0-2, and he's one pitch away from the silver sombrero here tonight. Four in the fourth, four in the sixth for Seattle, but Archibald has been missing in action here in the three-hole. Tating ready now with the 0-2. And a little nubber back out to the pitcher, and an easy toss to first base. 1-3 on the putout, and Archibald is 0-4. That'll bring up Semlicker. 3-4 on the night. A double, two singles, and an RBI. He's also scored a run. RBI double in the sixth, part of that four-run inning. As he hit one deep out to right. One hopper off the wall. Breaking ball misses outside from Tating, 1-0. Game two of the series tomorrow night at 7 p.m. We'll have it right here for you on KCNR 1460. Come down and join us at the ballpark if you can. Just $5 a ticket, $3 for our fans 62 and over. Get the entire schedule on ReadingColt45s.com. That one misses up high from Tating, now 2-0 on Semlicker. Now he steps off the rubber to reset the signs. One out, nobody on here in the top of the eighth. 2-0 from Tating. That ball is a swing and a miss. Swinging from the seat of his pants was Semlicker there. 2-1 now. Did not get cheated that time. Just a couple games still in action in the major leagues. We'll get to those scores here in a second. That's a called strike on the outside corner. 2-2. Nice location there from Tating with the fastball on the outside half. Astros 7-0 over Texas in Arlington. That's in the bottom of the eighth. Bottom of the eighth, Washington putting it on the A's, 13-2 in Oakland. That ball was down in the dirt, and he walked him. So one out walk, Semlicher on base for the fourth time tonight. First base on ball to go along with three hits. Three for four now with a walk. That's going to bring up Hancock. Hancock walked his last time. He's also lined out and struck out to go along with a single. One for three, and he scored once. And it looks like we tried to give him a three-ball walk. The old three-ball walk. If nobody stops you, you might get one. But nonetheless, it's going to be 3-2 here, and Semlicher, with a smile on his face, returning to the box. Been one of those games. We've had some long innings here. It's easy to lose count from time to time. 3-2, and now he walked him. And a sarcastic cheer from the visitors' bolt dugout over there. So I can remark him for a walk here in my book. And that'll bring up Hancock now. As I mentioned, one for three with a base on ball. Singled and scored in the fourth, part of that grand slam for Nick Anderson, the shortstop. First pitch is in there for a strike on the outside corner. 0-1, good pitch from Tating. Other action around the league, top of the eighth. Twins putting it on the Angels in Anaheim, 11-2. Mariners leading the Rays in Seattle. That's in the bottom of the seventh, 11-4 Seattle in that game. Very high pitch, 1-1 now from Tating. That left-handed hitting D.H. Hancock. Padres over the Rockies, 8-5. That's in the eighth in San Diego. And that's the extent of your live action. The rest of your games all in the books, as I mentioned. Giants in a laugher, 10-0 today. That one misses just a bit outside. 2-1, very close pitch. Looked like Tating wanted that one. Two balls and one strike now on Hancock. Big hole on the right side. Runner being held on. Tating checks, kicks, fires. 2-1 pitch is a swing and a miss. Hancock right through the fastball. It's 2-2. Lavelle on deck. He's already got two hits tonight. Two and two. Tating gets the sign, checks the runner, comes set. Just a bit outside. 3-2 now, and we'll go full once again. Right-hander warming up out of the 45's bullpen. That's Vietti, Danny Vietti, the right-hander, number 17. And he walked him there. So two consecutive base on balls here to the 4 and 5 hitters. That'll bring up Lavelle. Walked his last time in the 6. He's also flown out to go along with two singles.
Number 18, Cam McGrath.
Pardon me. Cam McGrath came in as a defensive replacement, so he will take his first at-bat here. Believe he came in the 5th of the 6th as a defensive replacement at 2nd. So right-handed hitting Cam McGrath, number 19, taking his first plate appearance here. So that'll close the book on Lavelle. 2 for 3, 2 singles, a run scored, and a walk in his action here this evening. First pitch of the bat in there, 0-1. Good location there from Tating. .45's at normal depth here with one out, runners on first and second. Cott's hugging the line a little bit at third. 0-1 from Tating. Up high, 1-1. .45 is trying to keep this one close here. 2 in the bottom of the 6th. Cut the lead to 5. Trying to keep that deficit here. Headed into their half of the 8th. 1 ball, 1 strike. On McGrath. That ball has popped up, and it's going to be out of play down the right side over the visitor's dugout and out toward the parking lot. 1-2 now. As Tating has a couple pitches to play with. Against the right-hander McGrath. On deck is Anderson. Two hits and four RBI for Anderson tonight, so you know they'd love to get the second out of the inning, or perhaps the second and the third out of the inning here. Fastball inside, misses, 2-2 now. McGrath pulls the old Derek Jeter, hands above the head. Look how far inside that was, move, and it works. Hard to argue with the results. 3,000 hits in the Hall of Fame for Jeter, at least by the time it's 5 years removed from his career. Absolute lock to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, one of the great shortstops of all time. Two balls, two strikes now. You can see his influence on the young players even today. Swing and a miss. He got him. And down goes McGrath in his first at bat. Strikeout swinging. Second strikeout for Tating. That'll bring up Anderson. As I mentioned, four RBIs on the grand slam in the fourth. He's also singled and scored in the sixth. 2-for-4 overall. He's also flied out twice. First and second, two down here for the shortstop. Number seven hitter for the Studs. First pitch is down low, and Yawn has to dig it out. 1-0. Vietti looks like he's warm down there. He has stopped throwing in the bullpen. There's the 1-0 from Tating. That ball is lined to short, and it's over the head of Angley. Into left field, run's going to score from second. Terry gets it in quickly, holds the runner at second base. So Semlicker comes around to score. It's 9-3. Hancock stays at second, and Anderson is third hit of the game, fifth RBI of the game. Have a game, Nick Anderson. And Barrick Fasking comes out to talk to Dominic Tating. And it looks like we are going to have a pitching change. That's going to be all for Tating. We'll take a short 60-second break. Right back with more Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing.